understand one fact. I think we've established
this is Brett Radio. Established. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, is this Brett Radio?
It most certainly is.
Well, what are you guys talking about?
You know,
yes, stop.
You guessed it. It's time for the What the Hell Show. If you don't like what we're saying, tell us about it on the IRC, Internet Service, Rant Radio Channel, or ICQ.
We should run all the sound through the mixer.
Toll free at 604-533-9191. We'll pick up the bill and send you the diamond in the mail.
Yeah.
DJ Psycho is about to get kicked.
Why?
Because he keeps putting... He's listening to us. He's listening to this. Yes, kick his ass.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the What the Hell Show with Drex and Sumerian.
I already knew that.
You know one of those guys who went to go see the new Star Wars release in the theater?
Hey!
And looked at it and went, that's new!
Yeah!
That's new! I didn't see that part before! You couldn't see Jabba in the old one! And that's so new!
And he yells it out!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Bob goes, feel my power staff!
No, it's feel my power staff.
Hey, it's time for the What the Hell!
Hey, what the
it's
hell?
It's Sunday night at 9, and don't go to the undernet servers. Drex made me play that.
Dalnet servers, because if you're an undernet retard, then you deserve to stay there.
Dalnet, we're like distorting tonight. I don't like it one bit.
Muffin.
So I'm going to turn it down at the mixing board.
Turn down the mixing board, everybody.
Wait. Oh, these are too loud.
Oh, no wonder why.
I said they were too loud, but you weren't listening to me.
Aw, Muffin.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Everything was too loud.
I couldn't hear it. It was all distorting.
It's the long weekend Thanksgiving show number 41.
41!
Thanksgiving only in Canada. So all those
day, however, in America.
Well, they have a long weekend, too.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. So everybody can stay up nice and late and listen to the show.
And keep in mind, it's not actually show 41. It's week 41 of Rant Radio, but not show 41.
We don't know how many shows.
Because the What the Hell Show was on for like four days straight the first week.
But there's a difference. Before that, it was just you and it sucked.
Oh.
Well, then we got Dak here.
Regardless, though, Dak. Regardless of all
regardless
that.
Regardless of its
that's
suckiness.
Irrelevant. The sucking. We did a promo about that, didn't you hear? But regardless of that, it's still inaccurate.
We recognize the sucking.
We didn't have this part of the What the Hell Show for like months and months.
Sure yeah, it was. It was named.
It was the What the Hell Show. It was the original What the Hell Show.
It was the wannabe What the Hell Show.
No, it was the What the Hell Show. You can't call the original wannabe. That's just like a contradiction.
Well, you see, it didn't actually.
You're on a wannabe of what you are.
But it
didn't
mean What the Hell.
Yeah, it did.
Yes, it did.
What are you
talking about?
More
than
this one does.
Are we recording? There we go.
You're obviously smoking crack again, Dak. So
lay
off the crack pipe.
I did not take crack.
Or you'll have an OD
again.
Yeah,
it was given to you. You didn't take it. It was given to you, and you didn't deny it. So shut up.
Yeah, so stop smelling your bum. Bum smeller.
Anyway, let's get on with the show.
He's a bum looker.
Okay, so enough about semantics.
So Dak is back in the house. You were in the house last week, right? Okay. We're going to have all the regular features, like normal. Movie Man, Gross Hospital Stories. I have a question of the week. I did omit it last week. I had it. We just didn't do it. We didn't get to it because there's just so much to do. We don't have enough time.
So little time to do it.
We've got, we don't have movie quotes. Fail.
Aww.
Fail.
Oh, so wait. You're going to have to, you're backtracking now. You said we're going to have all the regular features, and we're not having all the regular features. What the hell is this all about?
I'm going to announce all the regular features.
No, look, you're ruining your credibility here. We have this, we have some credibility to live up to here, and you're trashing it.
Well, Chunky and I were working on
a
song.
Redundant. Our question of the week is redundant. That's like the question of the week we always have.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Don't ruin it.
Okay, don't ruin it. We've also got Stamp Your Money. That exciting feature called Stamp Your Money.
Oh, boy.
Hypothetically, Stamp Your Money.
Fuck that. We're stamping our money here.
I don't know.
We got a big stamp.
Do we have a debate topic of the week?
What's that?
Do you have a debate topic of the week?
Was that?
No? Okay.
There's something on there. I can't remember what it is.
We've got the list.
Let's talk about sex, bitch.
What was it? We could, like... You could do like a controversial
thing, that's right. But we don't have enough
abortion.
That's
not controversial. People who
we are going to bring it up.
Well, it's been settled.
They go,
Sean, the abortion thing's been settled.
It's not an abortion.
Long time ago.
Shut up! Shut up! You have a mic, you can't.
For abortion.
Okay.
We've got the list of the week and a new thing. Onion article of the week. And we also did this trial thing for this other thing, but it really didn't work out. It's what the hell does the movies. We enacted movie scenes from famous movies, and each person took a part of a character of the movie. And we did that a couple days ago. Wow, did it suck. It didn't work at all. It was really boring. What are you doing?
I want my stapler.
You
took my stapler, and I was allowed to listen to Red Radio and read the book volume. I feel that if everyone else is allowed to have the radio and read the book volume, I don't see any reason why I cannot listen to Red Radio and read the book volume. And my stapler, it's my stapler, and you said I could have my stapler, and I haven't, there's a pay issue, I haven't paid in 2 months. That's it, I'm burning the building down.
For all you people who didn't know what the hell Sean was talking about,
okay,
but that was from Office Space.
That's the last straw.
That's the last straw. That was from Office Space. Everyone else there should.
I could buy this whole place and shut it down.
Everyone should go out there and rent Office Space.
You're all ass clowns. All of you.
You're an ass clown. We should do the room. Let's go around the room. Who wants to be on the camera?
Woohoo! Not me. I'll be on the camera.
Bob's on the camera.
Bob on the camera.
Do not.
What?
It wasn't me.
There we go. You're in. Bob.
Yay.
Bob. Okay. Let's go around the room. Here, I'll. And Drex, as usual, stands in front of the person. Showed up everywhere.
I'm leaving alert, and he's following me, and his mic blocks me out of the picture.
Am I
going to
have to...
Is anybody in front of your face? Brian, get on the camera.
What?
The headphones have blocked me.
Okay, the headphones, fine, but that's the way he said the mic.
They're not really headphones, they're more like head-blocking phones.
Head-blocking phones. There we go. Okay, GG. GG. GG is in the house.
Actually,
Corey. Hello, world.
Okay. You have to come up with a name for GG. That's our. That's one of our.
Hey.
It's Aaron.
Hey.
That's Ink. Inky's sister. Maybe we should just call her.
Hey, shut up.
And I've schooled Bob in the art of head taking, and he's doing a very good job this week. And we've got the Dark.
The Dark One. A rare appearance of the Dark One.
And it's Sean Kay.
And Brother Neela. Hello, Mr.
Brother Neela.
How are you doing, Bob?
And
Brother Neela.
Next person is...
I'm going to give you a hand enema.
Hey. No. No fighting during the show.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble.
Hello. You're going to break things.
Get your toe out of my ass!
Too many roughhousing kind of people. Too many roughhousing people. We've got Dak, our resident storyteller of gross and disgusting hospital stories. Remember, get his hand. Need the hand.
Did you get any?
We've got Drex.
Sean, something. Hands up, Drex's ass shots.
And we've got Sumerian.
Hey. Don't forget about me.
Hey. I'm Sumerian. Sorry, Sumerian. Look sexy. Don't look pouty. Do that Backstreet Boys thing.
No.
Look like the drummer.
Come on, see.
There he is. He's looking like the drummer. Yeah.
Get the camera out of my face. It's Sumerian. Backstreet's back.
All right.
And we've got... Wait. Where's the phone?
I don't know.
Oh, good. It stopped ringing. That makes my life so much easier.
Hi.
And that's Drex,
right.
As usual.
Hey, where's the headset? There it is.
And,
Mike, we all are...
Smile, fucker!
That's the best... Oh, get that guy. Enki. Enki's also here and half-heartedly here, as usual. And he's going up to the camera. Half-heartedly here. And everyone can see the pictures on the webcam. If you go to the webpage, www.rantradio.com, and click on webcam.
I'll have to
Hey, don't steam up the camera. That would be useful all night.
Yeah, don't steam up the camera. It's mine, and I'll be very upset.
G.G. Allen?
I sold the whole technological fetish thing to a whole new level.
No, you reject that one? G.G. Allen? That's no good, eh? Buh! Somebody wants you to do a buh. We have to cater to our listeners, of course.
Buh!
There we go. Trademarked buh from Bob. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to go through the people on the... Chaos! Chaos is about at 11. I'd like it about 3. Okay, we're going to go through the people on the IRC right now. We've got DJ Psycho, Caffeine High, Critical S, Critical S2. I don't believe there's 2 Critical S's. Dreamstalker, Gloom Bunny, Infaloop, Intense Minus, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Mord Sith, Paco, Projectile Vomit Man, who is not in the studio tonight. He is listening in, or at least participating.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, what is Dark One? did you fall asleep on the keyboard, or what happened?
Red... Shazbord, Subjust. These are quite the names. Subjust Scent.
Who cares? Subjust. Gloom Bunny's here.
Vic,
that's all that matters.
Punk and Rambo. Yeah, Gloom Bunny's here, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Because Gloom Bunny, you are the bomb.
That's right. And some people did send in some pictures of themselves, and I was too lazy to put them up.
So we alone get a laugh intensely at you.
So next week, also people who haven't sent in their pictures, send them to info@rantradio.com.
Oh, I got a bitch. Okay, there's actually a page set up for listeners.
Yes.
And you have the pictures on listeners talk.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, I think I'll have to change that. Oops. Okay. I don't have any G.G. Allen. Never even heard G.G. Allen. I've heard of G.G. Allen, but I haven't. Why is your second server not working? It's working now. Well, it seems to crash all the time, but we're going to fix that eventually.
One day it will work.
One it's working work. Right now. Let's just check. Let's make sure it is working.
DJ Zombie said he sleeps in the eyes a lot. I do that too. I practice my balls.
Here we go. Yes, come on. There we go. It is working. 310 possible listeners. I sent my pic. So everybody who wants to have their picture up on the page, put a little quote, send it to me, info@rantradio.com, and we'll put you up in the listeners page. No, it's all working right now.
Subjacent is a real adjective. That's a real adjective?
Subjacent?
What is that? Subjacent. I'm very subjacent? Like, what the hell? What is that? What is that?
My phone is now set up so that it
so you're attached to but below. That's what subjacent means?
And so
it's subjacent.
Corey's pager.
Subjacent.
Where's the phone?
That'd be Enki's problem.
Well, we're going to pick it up in one more ring.
Bonjour.
Monger.
Oh, we've got the phone. Somebody is phoning. They shouldn't be phoning for the show because it's not time to phone.
Red 5, are you male or female?
And we're going to phone up immediately unless you have something really, really cool to say. Yes? Sell?
Red 5.
Okay. Danger!
Red 5, awesome. Male or female?
That's okay. Question. Let's get on with the show. First of all, we're going to do a little quiz for everyone in the room and see how smart they are. For people who have taken this quiz...
Fail.
Who is it? Who's on the phone?
No, I'm just saying you're ordering the phone.
Oh, thank you. Little quiz is how smart are you? And it was sent in by Sir Rad.
Go Sir Rad.
Go Sir Rad. And I got 8 out of 11 on this quiz.
Not lying, James.
And we're going to participate with all the people on the IRC. So if you cheat, Red 5 is Aaron. Okay. Hey Aaron, he's the guy who supplies bandwidth to us. Give money to Delta Cable. DCCNet.com. www.dccnet.com.
Give all your money to them.
And also give all your money to...
Aaron.
No, not Aaron.
Aaron gets all the money.
Give all the money to me.
Fuck that, all the hostages. If anyone says to start sending money to Aaron, I'm selling a hostage.
And also visit our other sponsor, www.sonic.net.
Are we getting ads? Is this an ad?
These aren't ads. They don't give us money.
Sounds
we
like
do
an
not
ad.
Profit from this.
We don't profit.
They're helping us out.
Sponsors. It's like wearing a T-shirt or riding a bike that you have given to you by your sponsor.
Stop
and has its name on.
Sounds like an ad.
We're not profiting from this.
You're a sellout.
Yeah, I'm a sellout.
Yeah, like we care what you think.
At least I think.
Okay, we're going to get on with... Did I post that? Yeah. Okay, everyone...
I'm not getting that.
Everyone in the IRC, follow along with this. If you cheat, that's up to you. You're the loser. You're the one who's cheating. Cheating yourself.
They have a 4th of July in England.
Okay, nobody answer these out loud. Just do it in your head. I'll show you the answers. Do they have a 4th of July in England? The answers are yes or no. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Okay, think of your answer, and we'll move on to the next one. How many birthdays does the average man have? 1, 2, 3, 5, or 10+? The next one is, some months have 31 days. How many have 28? 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, or 12?
12.
Hey! Good! How many outs are there? Yeah, this is actually pretty tough, these questions.
This is serious.
Like, this is serious. I got 8 out of 11.
This is serious.
Serious business. How many outs are there in an inning? 2, 4, 6, or 8? Is it legal for a man in California to marry his widow's sister? Yes or no?
That's not fair.
Divide 30 by a half. That's supposed to be a half. Divide 30 by a half and add 10. What is the answer? 10, 30, 50, 70, or 90? If there are 3 apples and you take away 2, how many do you have? 1, 2, or 3? A doctor gives you 3 pills, telling you to take one every half hour. How many minutes would the pills last? 20, 40, 60, or 80? A farmer has 17 sheep. All but 9 die. How many are left? 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9? How many animals of each sex did Moses take on the ark? 3, 2, 1, or 0? How many 2-cent stamps are there in a dozen? 1, 3, 6, 9, or 12? So everybody formulated their answer.
Does this have a point?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
How many did you get?
If
you shall see.
If you're not enjoying it, then just sit there and be quiet. just like
Tom Green. Stare at the wall if you don't like it.
I had a question.
Okay, we're going to get the answers. Is there a 4th of July in England? Yes, it comes after the 3rd of July. How many birthdays does the average man have? 1. He's only born once. Some months have 31 days. How many have 28? 12. All of them have 28 days in them. How many outs are there in an inning? 6. 3 per side. Is it legal for a man in California to marry his widow's sister? No, because he's dead. Divide 30 by a half and add 10. What is the answer? 70. 30 divided by a half equals 60. If there are 3 apples and you take away 2, how many do you have?
2.
You took them, remember? A doctor gives you 3 pills, telling you that take one every half hour. How many pills would the pills last? 60 minutes. Start with the first pill. 30 minutes later, take the second. 30 minutes later, take the third. A farmer has 17 sheep. All but 9 die. How many are left?
9.
How many animals of each sex did Moses take on the ark? 0. Moses didn't have an ark. Noah did.
I got that.
How many 2-cent stamps are there in a dozen? 12. There are 12 2-cent stamps in a dozen. There's 12 stamps.
How many questions were there?
11.
I got
10.
10?
I got 12.
Oh, smart one.
I got one.
You were going too fast. All the ones that I
did go too fast, but
all the ones that I checked out, I got right. But.
Yep. And I read them out, too. When you read them on the page and don't read them out to yourself, it's completely different. Like you skip words and assume things. So let's check out the IRC. Somebody got 74. That's pretty good. Good buddy.
74 out of 11.
1.
That's pretty good.
All of them. 2, 9. All over the page. Okay. I got 0. Subjugant is GK Jackal. That's great.
Okay. That's great. I just read some stuff and I don't know what to say, so that's great.
That's great.
Super.
That's super.
Oh, it's a stupid little thing. So we're going to do the news of the week. And here's the intro.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Severian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
Oops. Okay, snooze of the week. That cool little Peanuts cartoon. Snooze of the week. World's smallest guitar. It's called a nano guitar.
This is really sweet.
This is pretty cool.
This is extremely sweet. It actually plays music. That's the really sick part.
Actually plays music.
Yeah.
And it's smaller. It's smaller than you think.
No, it's like...
Electron microscope image of the world's smallest guitar, based roughly on the design for the Fender Stratocaster, a popular electric guitar. Its length is 10 millionths of a meter, approximately the size of a blood red cell. A blood red cell. plucking the tiny string to produce a high-pitched sound and an audible frequency of approximately 10 megahertz.
It's a small world after all.
Where did they make it?
In a lab.
No, I know that, but I'm wondering.
In a lab. It was Cornell because the link.
Cornell University. Yeah.
No, Fender Strat.
They're really smart there and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, they got 12.
Why do I hate people?
Small stuff. Small stuff.
Oh, this is great. Department of Justice, do's and don'ts, internet rules for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Don't
think freely.
Don't type. Just don't type.
Don't think for yourself.
Get
your driver's
IRC.
License on the Internation Superhighway.
But 10 microns is a centimeter.
We're going to start with your driver's license. A learning game. Are you a good netizen? My friend Joey and I wanted to buy this really cool computer game, but it costs a lot of money. Then Joey found a website where you could get this game for free just by trading a copy of any other game you had. But I've heard that copying games for free without permission of the company who makes them is illegal. Let's find out about this.
So you're here to go on.
What did they say about copying games?
My friend Joey.
Well, what would you do? Copy the game from the website, trading one of the games you already have. Copy the game from Joey. Or save up your money and buy the game. What would you do, Bob?
I would.
Actually, that's not ask Bob. He actually buys games.
I copy a lot of them for my friends.
Okay, let's copy the game from Joey and see what they say about that. Sad face. We got a sad face.
Well, that's an unhappy state.
Here's what might happen if you copy the game from Joey.
Joey gets arrested, his parents get thrown in jail, and he gets to be somebody's bitch.
Copy the game from Joey is the same as copying it from the website. Did you know that? Joey didn't buy the game. And it didn't say Joey didn't buy the game. Well, he might have later. Joey didn't buy the game, and neither did you. You both have both broken the law by violating the copyright of the software producer who makes the really cool game.
Samarian, send me this link, Samarian. Send me this link right now. This
software
amazing.
Company does not get paid for its games when people copy them off the internet. If software companies don't get paid for their work, they will go out of business and there won't be any more really cool
Think
games.
About
lies,
it.
Have, no lies.
Have you ever had a yard sale? Did you ever try to sell some of your old games and toys that you didn't play with anymore? How would you feel if someone took something that you were trying to sell and didn't pay for it? That's stealing, right? Well, copying copyrighted works is stealing, too. Well, how about this? What if somebody came and took a picture of your toy and just walked away? Would that be stealing? No, it wouldn't. Nice try. Next question.
Let's see.
I want to do more of these. This is great.
Oh, here's a good one. At school, I saw this girl enter a password for internet access, and now I can log in and read all her email. And I can send email from her account, too, so people will think the message is from her.
Right on, wreck her life.
What should we do? Log on and read all her email? Send mean email to her friends so that they will be mad at her?
Yeah.
Or tell her she needs to change her password?
Log in and read all her email.
Do A and B, and then do C.
Yeah.
Reading other people's email without their permission is an invasion of privacy. Oh, another sad face.
Well, if that isn't the pot calling the pit kettle black.
This is the Justice Department we're talking about, right?
If you're caught, you could be suspended from school or your computer privileges could be taken away.
It's not worth the risk!
You know what they need? You know what they need here? They need that guy from America's Best Chases. 5 minutes of pleasure on the internet can lead to hours of ringing eyes of tears and pain.
Sheriff Burnell.
Somebody send me
the bloody head
of Sheriff
Burnell.
There is a Rant Radio prize of $50 million in Rant Radio dollars for the head of Sheriff Burnell.
John Burnell.
John Burnell.
He's on Fox
bring me his head. $50 million.
What kind of an asshole?
Rant Radio dollars for the head of John Bunnell.
What kind of a guy is this? Seriously, have you ever watched his commentary? It's like, listen how he weaves in dangerously in and out of traffic. Guys, yeah, going like 5 miles an hour. Look at this. Look at this child on a skateboard with reckless abandon to private property. Curb slide. 10 minutes on a skateboard can bring a lifetime of trauma when he falls without his helmet. Like, somebody destroy him. You know, seriously, can I get some suppressive fire over here?
The next story, because we can't drag that one up too long. Word Sorry. Evolution deleted from Kentucky teaching.
What?
What?
Dun, 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 dun,
Kentucky. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I heard about this.
I'm sorry, I can't respect any.
said to be replaced by Purdy Mouth.
I can't respect any state that's named after a fast food restaurant. I'm sorry.
Kentucky. The word evolution has been deleted from guidelines of what Kentucky public school students should know and be tested on. The latest blow to a topic many scientists consider to be the cornerstone of biology. La la la. Oh, State Education Department officials substituted change over time for evolution during the last minute editing session. That's so funny.
I didn't evolve. I changed over time. And eventually you and Kentucky will change over time.
She lives down in Texas, and she sent a letter to the governor of Kentucky thanking him for making Kentucky students so stupid that it would give basically Canadians and people from other states a much better chance of actually getting their jobs.
At this time, I'd like to vote for Jesse Ventura for president. Thank you for coming up. Yeah, I really want Jesse Ventura to go into Kentucky and
I'm going
to
ask Drex, is that the
there.
Correct definition for evolution? Change over time.
Probably.
Well, I thought
probably.
You already argued about
pretty close.
It. It's not change over time. The weak ones die out. They don't.
Hey, be happy that you put in the word.
It's not enough. It's not enough to explain it.
Yeah.
It's not enough to explain it, but it's not wrong. It's
hey,
just
at,
not.
At least they didn't say, at least they didn't substitute the word miracled. Oh. You know, and then they miracled into Cro-Magnon Man. And then from Cro-Magnon Man, they miracled their ass into the Kentucky Mail. And then, after four more miracles, you become like a chimp.
It wasn't a jump, it was backwards.
Backwards. And then they devolved. She cited state testing sensitivity guidelines designed to keep children from taking a position on subjects such as death, divorce, and animal rights.
We wouldn't want them
to think for themselves now, would we?
No, wait.
We don't
wait.
Want them to take just, a position.
Just a sec. Wait,
that's our job to do
that. That's fine. But what the hell does death, divorce, and animal rights have to do with evolution?
No. What I'm trying to figure out is why is it bad if kids take a position on death? Like, can't we pretty much all agree?
Trench coats and planting bombs
and listening to KMFDM. But it has nothing to do with evolution.
Wait.
What the hell is death, divorce, and whatever the other?
More than that,
and animal rights have to do with evolution.
More than that.
No, it doesn't matter. It's moot. It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, divorce evolved.
Divorce
is evolving as a relationship.
It was miracled. Divorce was miracled. There is one other thing.
Hold on. Shut up.
Everywhere.
The one thing is that it didn't say taking a pro position. It said taking a position.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean like, oh, what happens to us when we get old? We get older.
We
change over time.
You know, we miracle, you know? Like, what the hell, man? How does that work exactly? Oh, yeah, we don't need to talk about divorce. Well, mommy and daddy don't live together anymore. Yes. Shun him.
KMFDM
you know, like,
doing
how
it
does
again.
That work? Wow. You know?
There's a new game show on CBS, which I think is actually pretty cool. It's called Survivor. You win $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
What do you have to do?
Imagine that in March of 2000.
You have to kill seven other people.
Yeah, you're on.
Sign me up.
Hey!
Show on the webpage.
Imagine that in March of 2000, you and 15 other strangers are marooned on a desert tropical island in the South China Sea. White sands, lush rainforest, crystal clear waters. This is your new home for 7 weeks. The only other inhabitants are long-tailed macaw monkeys, monitor lizards, and deadly coral snakes. It seems romantic. Deadly coral snakes, it seems romantic. That's great. But now you're part of a bold challenge where only one of you will win the ultimate prize of $1 million. You'll build shelter, catch food, and establish a new island society. You must work together as a team to succeed, but ultimately you are competitors. Each day you compete in challenges of strategy,
guile,
and wits to win small luxuries and preserve your chance for the ultimate cash prize. You will form a tribal council. Here you will openly debate the group dynamics of the the previous days. The council ends with a secret ballot where each of you votes one of your fellow castaways off the island. The person with the most votes against him or her must leave the island immediately and is eliminated from the contest. Ugly people go first! Over the weeks, one by one, more eliminated until two remain. In order to choose the final winner, a unique tribal council is called. And blah, 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 it comes down to one, the survivor of $1 million.
That's happy horseshit.
I say they should fight to the death.
I say when, yeah,
when, when it comes down to the last two, they invite in the special guest, which is one of the macaque monkeys.
I think the macaque monkeys should throw shit at the 15 people, and the guy who doesn't get hit with the shit...
Or has the least amount...
Or has...
By weight.
Has the most amount of shit, by weight, on his body. Gets a million bucks.
So what do you think would take over? People's greed or their cooperation? Like $1 million split between... 17 people, was it?
You'd vote for the stupid people.
Why don't you just split it 15 ways? What does that work out to?
A lot of money.
Not
a good enough amount of money.
Not enough. It's like less than 100,000 each.
It's enough.
Oh.
Your chances are 1 in 15.
I could buy a Jeep with it. I'd be happy.
$100,000. I think I'll take
$100,000. I've got an even better idea.
I got
a better idea. Get bit by a coral snake and sue the maker of this show millions of dollars.
I am sure there's a list about that big of disclaimers. And
I would agree to the let's split the $15 million until I came up with a better plan to kick everyone off the island and keep it for myself.
Why don't you just put coral snakes in all their sleeping quarters?
Yes.
Oh, I would make me the survivor, wouldn't it? Yeah, I would. Give me the money.
There's
plenty of poisonous fruits and vegetables you can find on most of these tropical islands. You can kill everyone else.
I'd strangle them and then put a dead macaque monkey in there and say it was a suicide love pact.
There's already a show going on in, where did it say? Sweden, of this show. It's been going on for about 3 years. The first contest that they had, I read about, the first guy that got voted off the island, he watched the show later on, and they show everything, like 24-hour station showing this.
Oh, that sucks.
And they watched, he watched all the other people discussing how much of an idiot he was and how everyone hated him on the island, and he committed suicide.
Wow, yeah, so what? Sounds like natural selection to me. I've got about 200,000 people all over the internet who hate my ass. And 15 people think he's a dick? Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
sounds like
a little
weakness.
Bit too sensitive.
Thanks for coming out.
There's the page, and these are the people currently participating in this one. And you can look at the page later.
This is Ben?
All you people listening.
How many chicks are there?
One, two, three, and those aren't chicks. Okay, four. Four chicks, yep.
Okay, well, the one on the far left is the first to go. Because look at her. And the one on the far right, she's also got bad hair. You're gone. The guy who looks like serious soccer player, third in, yeah, that guy there. He's gone, too. The guy who looks like the Backstreet Boys, I hope he stays, because I'm stuffing a coral snake right up his nose, and I'm going to make sure a macaque monkey anally rapes him. He's brutal. Like, that guy's just out of control.
This next story. Son leaves mother in chair for 5 years, dead.
What?
They found her bones. They found the remains of her bones. She was so upset that his mother died.
Here it is.
A man, upset over the prospect of arranging his mother's funeral, instead left her body in the chair where she died for more... Well, that's really phrased very well. Where she died for more than 5 years.
No way, I'm not dead! Well,
I'm not dead!
Relatives in Kentucky...
See, this is what happens. This is what happens when you don't explain evolution in school.
I'm worried that she changed over time.
She changed over 5 years from
Norman.
Alive to dead.
Like,
Norman killed the bitch. Relatives in Kentucky asked police Monday to check on Myrtle.
Relatives in Kentucky asked police Monday to check on Myrtle.
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 5 years. Wait, she's been missing for 5 years.
Like, Monday. Ding! Wait, I've been missing 5 years since we've seen Myrtle?
Wait.
Okay.
They didn't live in the same city.
Wait, I know. It's on
still.
My...
5 years.
Okay, wait.
I have lots of relatives. I have lots of relatives I haven't seen in 5 years and couldn't care less to see them.
I know the answer. I know the answer. I know why that is.
Why is that?
You must remember, Jack Daniels is made in Kentucky. They were all based.
No, it isn't. Jack Daniels is made in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
The,
I should know. I've drunk enough of it.
The,
really?
We can't hear you.
The only dry county in the entire South is Lynchburg, Tennessee.
This is the official word from the Sun. The Sun stated when his father passed away, what they had to go through at the time was very upsetting, and he didn't want to go through that again, so he just left her in the chair.
Wow, great. I bet that smelled great.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like dead mom.
Norman!
I got an air freshener that says dead mom.
Won't do that one.
Have some dead mom.
The word, like
ode to dead mom.
Yes, mother.
Killer, Norman.
Don't kill them.
Killer, Norman.
Enki should get a kick out of this one.
What's this?
It's this page called Real Hamster. If anyone else out there has seen Real Doll.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Okay. Dave warned me about this.
Real Doll is a site where they sell, like, very, very, very realistic sex dolls. Like, really realistic.
What,
they're $5,000.
For a doll.
They're really realistic.
No, this is not a doll. This is
a way of life.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not a doll. It's a way of life.
Does it move?
No.
Everything but.
www.realdoll.com.
By entering this site, you certify that you're over 18 years of age, wish to view or purchase some filthy smut, that this smut is not prohibited by the community in which you live, and that you will not show any of this smut to minors.
And you don't live in Kentucky.
If you've seen the Real Doll page, go to the Real Doll page after and compare them. Like, you can see the poses here.
Oh,
it's just
so wrong.
It's so great.
No, don't go in.
Realistic. Is
realistic, life-size, and beautiful. Elastic flesh.
Luxurious
for a cybernetic infrastructure.
Cybernetic infrastructure?
And sexy features like no other buggering hamster in the world. If you've had wet dreams over a hamster like this, you'll know exactly what we're on about. Most buggering hamsters are made of cheap bits of sackcloth.
Not our hamster.
I think I'll read this like Crichton. They look pathetic and laughable, not buggerable. Don't expect to see any of these goofy sandbags on this site. Real Hamster is the real deal. If you hired an engineering company to craft a custom buggering hamster for you, with all the features and whizzy bits... Actually, this works with great. And all the whizzy bits of Real Hamster, you will most likely have to pay $20,000 or more.
This is a gag site, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Even then, it would probably turn out to be retrofitted real sheep. If anyone caught you buggering a hamster with cloven hooves, you'd be giggled at for the rest of your life. Don't risk the embarrassment. Go for the real thing. So how do we do it? In 4 words, cheap New Zealand labor. Feel free to browse our site, but email with your serious inquiries only. That is so good. I didn't actually read this.
That's
hot hamster sex. Free livestock. This is so good.
That's
news
amazing.
Never updated.
Model,
we gotta go to the
example hamsters.
The fact is gonna be good. What sort of people buy a real hamster? Real hamster customers include futurists, artists, animal lovers, filmmakers, engineers, computer scientists, health conscious types, housewives, house husbands, you name it. Let's see. La la la. Will you offer a she-male real hamster? We're not quite sure what a critter would look like. Since, however, the wily and beep options are independent on all models.
Did you just censor yourself?
We should have no trouble coming up with your idea of a she-male real hamster. Please advise us of the relative positioning of the genitalia. So that's an awesome site.
Oh, God,
that's pretty
that was
good.
So wrong.
That's so
all turned on. That's why he keeps talking about it. He's writing down that website right now.
www.realhamster.com. Okay, here we go for the ultimate in advertising.
You tattoo your head. You tattoo other people's head.
Nope.
You tattoo.
Pizza Hut pays $2.5 million for rocket advertising.
Yep.
Pizza Hut company has agreed to pay the Russian space agency $2.5 million for permission to paint the Pizza Hut logo on the side of a rocket. The Proton rocket was originally scheduled to carry the
Zvezda
service module to the International Space Station on the 12th of November. However, NASA today announced, finally, that the 12th November date is completely unrealistic and will slip until January 2000. Blah, blah, blah. So, wow.
Oh, my.
So what, aliens will buy pizza?
Now, can they get it to deliver?
Oh, God. I saw a picture of the rocket.
Yeah? Did it have the pizza?
Oh, no way.
It might not have been the real rocket.
Is this legit? Are they doing this?
Here we go. The next one is, forget sheep, we're going to clone a woolly mammoth.
Right friggin' on.
And it's gone. Oh, well.
No!
I hope to God they clone it.
Yeah.
It turns out being four times bigger than they ever thought, and it goes hog wild and shit kicks most of the city.
An elephant has to give
birth. Do you know how wicked that'd be to turn on to CNN and see a woolly mammoth walking down the street flinging cars at buildings?
The only problem with that...
Screw the L.A. riots, man. I want to see a mammoth kicking ass.
The only problem with that is then you won't see any more woolly mammoths and they'll stay extinct. Because they'll kill it and they won't do it again.
Listen, when it gets bored, it's going to be a baby woolly mammoth.
Sean?
Right?
Sean.
It's going to have, if a baby will be done, it's still going to have a difficult time.
Sean, on behalf of Toho fans everywhere, may I just say God bless you for your idea.
No, you didn't listen to her. She said a baby woolly mammoth is still going to have difficulty destroying a city. No matter how big it is when it's an adult, it's going to be a baby to begin with. And it's going to have a lot of trouble destroying a city.
Well, that's why I hope it gets big.
Really quick, like...
I'll mail it steroids.
Overnight.
Giant steroid-using woolly mammoth clones. Yeah. I remember those.
Here's the next website. It's called the Jolly Dwarf website.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I want to be here.
So you think you can toss me? This is a website dedicated to dwarfs. Dwarf tossing. You can hire them.
Somebody do a quick check. Find out how many times George Lucas has hit
this. Like, what
Here's
kind
some
of
pictures
a
of dwarf tossing.
Wow, these are great.
Yeah.
This is sexy.
This
like,
one sucks.
What?
Next one.
No more cyber sex for me.
Okay, Spectre sent in some... actually, it's really, really, really time for a break. So we're going to do a break. What are we going to play? Do you have a CD, Aaron, that you wanted to play?
Yeah, come up.
We're going to do a CD.
We're playing Moxie Fruvas on What the Hell?
Moxie Fruvas.
I did before. We played it in the past, and we're going to continue playing it. Suck it back.
I like Moxie Fruvas, but I just don't think it goes with the station format.
Well, it's our show, and we'll play whatever we want.
Format. We can play anything on this show. It doesn't matter.
Well, I think Gloom Bunny and me would... Gloom Bunny, I need some ammo. Would you give me some suppressor for everybody?
Aw, muffin. That's all you get.
You think I'm joking, but Gloom Bunny's going to be waiting for you outside. You're going to go out there. You're going to get an ice pick in the eye, and that'll be the end of you. Ice pick for Dark Soul.
Okay, is it running? Okay.
Which song should we play?
Let's see.
What song shall we play? What option? Oh, the boss one, right?
We have I Love My Boss. We also have one about Rush Limbaugh called The Greatest Man in America. It's track number two.
Play Rush Limbaugh.
We'll play both.
Boss.
Here's the first one. I Love My Boss. From, what's the album called?
It's called The B Album.
The B Album by Moxie Fruvas. Go out and buy it.
He's always... He can't stand a loss. He's always cross. His name is Rosmai. I love my boss. I love my boss. He isn't full of fluff and gloss. He gives me work and many chores to do. My model like Ben Cartwright to Haas.
And though he pays me a minimum wage, it's all I deserve at this stage. Some union hacks said I should ask for more. I answered with suitable rage. I love my boss. I love my boss. I love my boss. I love my boss. One day I came to work too late. I'd had a frivolous luncheon date. My boss, he summoned me to speak with him. I sweated, awaiting my fate. He said, "You're done." He chased me two blocks with a gun. But my dear boss, let me apologize. In hindsight, there wasn't a gun. I love my boss. He's going out now with my sister.
I love my boss.
They go real heavy on the side.
I love my boss.
I'd like to tell him, watch out, mister,
but he's the boss. I love my boss.
My friends, they say that I am clingy.
I love my boss.
That's why I'm carrying this cross.
I love my boss.
Who knows what Club Med will be bringing
from dear old boss.
Examples. Bosses through the ages prove they're the ones who make it move. Bewitched would have an empty plate if it weren't for Larry Tate. Clark can reach the highest height with the help of Perry White. And if we may be retrograde, speak the name Reuben Kincaid. Now, the other workers all say, wow. When I roll over and I shake a paw, 'cause my boss is my brother-in-law. I love my boss. I love my boss. I love my boss. I love my boss.
Coming from Canada, we love those leaders who personify the U.S. way to be. There was JFK and LBJ and WKRP. But of these, there is not one to rival the greatest genius of them all.
This is Ivan of Russian Republic. I want you to be pleased listening to Rant Radio. Thank you. May I have my $5?
Rant Radio goes down easier than your mom.
Rant Radio is proud
of
the Radio Free Broadcast Council
sounded like
and committed
Derek
to upholding the highest radio free standards. If you have a comment about the
next
podcast, eat
that was
shit and die.
Song.
We're on the council,
the speed
not you.
Yeah. Rant Radio, we're here for you.
Here at Rant Radio, we recently asked some television personalities what their favorite radio show is.
What the hell, Dad? What the hell?
What the hell? It looks like What the Hell is the most popular radio show on the internet. Maybe you should listen to 9 p.m. Sunday night, Pacific Standard Time.
Well, we
around the clock has from Brand Radio.
Now back to What the Hell with Sumerian and Bob from Peru.
And Bob from Peru.
My ears are now bleeding.
Bob from Peru.
And I've got a
hear how she enunciated Bob.
Bob from Peru. And now, Bob.
Hey, what?
Are we actually on?
I have to take a picture of my phone.
Yeah.
A picture of your phone. Oh, yeah. Yes. Hold that up. That was Dirty Promo Girl. She doesn't hang around anymore.
Danger. She warns me from her cell phone.
Okay, what should we do next?
Danger. Danger.
La la la.
Doesn't say Amy, it says danger.
That's a phone-in question.
Phone-in question.
Okay.
Let's not do the question of the week.
The question of the week.
The question of the week is if
it's very similar to the other questions of the week we've had in the past. Like, could you see what would you do if you could see a day before you died? Or similar to
today. Okay, we won't do it. It is dumb.
The question of the week is if you could see one day in your life in the video.
I borrowed it. I got two out of them. They're all the same. There's like a list on the left, a list on the right. If you could blah blah blah
in the future,
blah blah blah, it's so redundant. None of them are really good.
Actually, question of the week should be a moral question.
Yes.
Actually, no, let's not put
one of the best one we have.
Stringent rules.
What superhero power would you pick?
That's not a moral one, though.
No, that one's not. But it's so varied. It's not like, oh, I would pick this one. If you could see one day in your life, you pick. Oh, I just look at the newspaper
the
all day long and
I pick the day I'm supposed to win the lottery, but I don't, and see the expression on my face.
And laugh at me.
Simultaneously, all in the world. Point the finger and go, boo,
oh,
Bob sucks.
Stargasm, one of our listeners, says, hey, man, we're throwing a pizza and hookah party for this week's show. Hoping to have about 40 to 50 guys watching with two hookahs going. Like, this guy is at a college or university, and he has, like, all of his friends, and he tunes into the What the Hell show and cranks it. And they all smoke pot.
Woohoo!
It doesn't reflect in the number of listeners, but just so we know.
Does it make more sense with a hookah? Because I think if so, maybe we should have one here, because maybe it would make more sense.
We all know how much hookah Desmond smokes back at his place. He is hookah king. What the hell is hookah? It must be an American. I thought that one.
And we're going to open the phone lines, and we're going to get them to all phone in and yell out, Rant Radio Rocks, what the hell? Like, big crowd.
And then we hang up on them.
This is for DJ Intensity, one of our old new DJs. He was Johnny Wild.
But the old DJ, same as the new DJ?
It's the same guy, different name. He says he's going to be starting his show on Monday. He's a crack smoker because he thinks he can do his show 5 days a week.
Three hours each.
15 hours.
Okay, so he's unemployed?
I don't know. He was doing his show before, and he didn't miss a show. And he had to quit because he lost his internet connection.
Aww.
So I half believe he's... Yeah, I half believe he's
so
actually going to do it.
It doesn't matter whether he can or not. We're giving him a chance because he showed in the past that he
was an excellent DJ. He's awesome.
But if you fail, we'll kill you.
We'll kill you. I know, he's just doing it for the MP3 stash. Spectre sent in some blonde jokes, and we're going to laugh at them because they're so lame.
I like the first one.
What do you call it when a blonde dyes her hair brown?
Artificial intelligence.
I like the second one. Why was a blonde staring at the orange juice bottle?
It said concentrate on it.
Oh. A brunette and a blonde were walking. The brunette goes, look, a dead bird. The blonde looks up and goes, where?
Here, I got one for you.
Okay.
Why did the blonde climb the chain link fence?
Why?
To see what was on the other side.
Oh. That's pretty good.
I've got one.
Why did Desmond claim chain of client? No.
I've got one. But it takes a while for me to tell it.
Well, we've got an hour and 3 minutes.
Okay, it's not very good, but I'll say it anyways. Okay, there's this blonde, and she goes, ah!
Don't wreck
that.
That
was a good joke.
She didn't do that. That was me. Okay, so she goes into a shoe store, and she wants to buy alligator shoes. And she says to the guy...
Is your mic on? Somebody says you can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
I can hear me.
Okay.
Turn on your computer.
Fuck, I can't hear you.
All right.
Fucking open your ears.
Okay, anyway, shut up. So she goes into the shoe store. She's alligator shoes, and she says, hey, how much are the alligator shoes? And he says, they're $300. And she says, that's too much. I am not spending $300 on your stinking alligator shoes. I'll just go out into the swamp and get my own. So... the shoe salesman's like, okay, whatever, lady. Go hard, retard. And he's driving home later, and he looks over, and there she is in the swamp. And she's got a shotgun, this massive shotgun, over her shoulder. And she's dragging this humongous alligator by its tail onto the beach. Next thing he knows, he sees this huge alligator, even bigger than the one she's dragging off the beach, creeping up behind her. All of a sudden, she swirls around with the shotgun and blows it away. drags it up to shore and flips it over and goes, damn, this alligator isn't wearing shoes either. Well, what did you want? I told you it sucked. I know, you're supposed to laugh.
Really? Was that the idea?
I like the other
yours one. Was so good, Deck. It
yours
was so
awesome.
It was fantastic.
Yours was just about as good as mine, and I didn't even finish mine. Of course. Why did Deck climb the chain link fence?
I don't know why did Deck climb the chain link fence.
Because he wanted to fall over the other side.
Okay, let's do something not really bad.
Okay, let's phone. It's time to turn off the show. No, let's phone the movie man because it's 10 o'clock, and we usually phone him beforehand. Let's go there, and there's the movie man. Just finishing. And you're on. Hi, we're on the line with the movie man.
Hi, guys. How are y'all today?
Yay!
We're doing pretty good.
Good.
So how are you doing this week?
I'm doing much better than last week.
Excellent. Excellent. So,
it's been a while since I talked to you. I've got one good solid movie review and one video review.
Excellent. So what's the movie?
Movie review. Three Kings.
Oh, okay.
It's
not your turn.
It did. It was a very good movie. It was like no war movie I've seen. The movie, it's got a great story. The acting, even from Iceberg, Ice Lettuce.
Ice Cube.
Ice Lettuce, that's what it is.
Whatever his name is. he did a great job. George Clooney is great. And the fourth king, Spike Jones, is just hilarious. He's the comic relief movie, and he is just hilarious. The movie was filmed in a way that's a little different. Dak can probably back me up on this. A couple of times during the filming of the movie, or during the, like, just watching it, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I think the camera's broken.
Really?
Yeah, they just
meant to do that. They meant to do that.
They kind of changed just the whole visual, just...
Really? Yeah. It looked broken?
Yeah, it did. It was just grainy and screwed up. It
looked like somebody smeared Vaseline on the lens. And then no, actually, and they did a really good job.
Of smearing the Vaseline on the lens.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's not like any war movie you've seen. I saw an interview with the director of the movie, and they were talking about every single bullet fired had a meaning to it. It wasn't just like a typical action movie where everyone's getting shot left and right.
Yeah.
Everything counted, and it was surprisingly good. And it also has a message to it without getting super preachy. So I highly recommend it.
Okay, so my question is, if it's so good, were they just stupid when they made the promo for it or what? Because it looks really, 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 really dumb.
The promo is really bad.
Like, the joke they have in the promo is so pathetic. I can't believe they put it in the movie, let alone the promo.
Well, you have to understand, once you see the... Okay, maybe it's a... You might have picked...
Focus group feels the American...
Plus, knowing the character that you're talking about there, the one guy, he seriously thought that that's what bullion they were talking about.
You mean
and
there's
when
like
you see the movie, it will make a little more sense, get a little more idea about the... and his day job.
How do you kill a blonde?
Yeah, it was...
scratching sniff at the bottom of the
phone. They could have done a better job at doing the promo, but like I always say, nobody asked me.
So two big movie man thumbs up.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, so what's your... Oh, we've got a joke that Bob's killing himself, so we got to say it. How do you kill a blonde? Put a scratch and sniff at the bottom of the pool.
Good.
Okay, so what's your video review?
Video review, I'm about 99% through right now, and...
Sorry.
That's quite all right, because I had to take a break because my head was starting to hurt.
Okay.
David Cronenberg's Existence.
Aha, uh-huh, that looked bad.
If anybody has seen this yet, could you please explain it to me? It is just... It's typical Cronenberg. It is just messed up.
Yeah. Not good, not bad, just... Messed up.
And you're right. It's not a good movie. It's not a bad movie. You got to watch it. And if you can figure it out, then I'm probably going to say you're going to enjoy it. But it's weird.
Gigi's got a comment about the movie?
No, I was going to ask him about a similar movie, whether he has seen a movie called The Cube yet, or just Cube.
Have you seen Cube? Great movie. Best Canadian science fiction ever done.
It's Canadian?
I have not seen Cube,
it's pretty good.
I have seen Pi.
Pi was good.
Math movie, black and white.
Yeah.
I just saw the end of Cube, and it was really good.
Math is hurting my head.
I actually feel a little embarrassed now, because I originally went through Rogers, and I looked at it and went, a lot of intensity, and it was like right next to basketball. And I said, like, this will make me look intellectual, because there was only one of it, so it's got to be, like, high caliber at least.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend was, basketball, we've only seen it 7 times. But I made her sit down to this, and she was like so turned on by it. Like, people were just the first person you see, like the angst, you could just see the button go,
yeah,
and they were just wound so tight, like all of them, even when they were dead, they still looked really tense.
It was shot in one cube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just changed the lights.
They changed the lights in the cube.
That makes sense.
A cheap set.
Woohoo!
And it worked.
And yeah, but by the end of it, I'm like, they were really tense until they died. And then they killed everybody. Everybody lived and lived happily at Watership Down forever. but by the end of it, I was kind of like, But my girlfriend was, I got to tell all my friends, we have to watch it 16 times now with all our friends, separately and in groups. I'm like, this is going to get boring cubed, pretty much.
I have a friend who's a bit of a math nut. And he was trying to work out the math that they were going along with him.
Yeah.
And I was watching blood pour out of his ears. It was really cool.
Yeah, well, that's what we were trying to do, too, while we were watching it. Like, it's not working.
That's going to become the new cult. Like, people are going to go, pause. Okay, do you get the numbers?
Yeah. So, we're going to hang up on you.
All right.
Thanks for giving your movie reviews once again this week.
All right.
Bye.
And you're not fired anymore.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What the hell?
Okay, bye-bye. What the hell? Okay, we're going to play another song by Moxie Furvis. So which one?
Two.
Number two. This is track two.
Wait.
What?
I have a movie review.
Oh, what is it?
It was
Ravenous. Oh, Ravenous. Ravenous.
Ravenous.
Ravenous.
Yep.
Okay.
Ravenous.
Sure. Whatever. Who here has seen it?
Seen it.
I saw it with you.
See it?
It was Ravenous.
Ravenous. Whatever. Ravenous. Fuck. We're going to stop talking about the name. I thought it was a cool movie.
I had fun with it.
I thought it was pretty funny. Yep. I don't know what Mr. Sumerian was expecting.
I checked my brain at the door and had fun.
Yeah, you sort of have to do that. Yep.
Okay. It was all worth it for... That was... Really sneaky.
the ending the big quote.
That was really sneaky.
So it was fun, and it's time for the song. It's the Greatest Man in America off of Moxie Furvis's album. It's Rolling So Slowly. The B album, track two. Here it is. The greatest. Here we go. It's spinning up. The Greatest Man in America.
Ditto.
Coming from Canada, we love those leaders who personify the U.S. way to be. There was JFK and LBJ and WKRP. But of these, there is not one to rival the greatest genius of them all. He's a megalo with a healthy glow. He's the man called Rush Limbaugh. He's a dose of P.T. Barnum.
with a Mussolini twist.
El Duce.
They're the limousine part of the lawn. He's a goofy Genghis Khan. Not since Jesus Christ has the world seen someone with such widely syndicated views. Hundreds of years from now, they'll celebrate Rushmas and Rosh Hashanah for the Jews. Russia for the plug on feminine Nazis, paranoid minorities and gays. He's a burning bush with a network push, sure to start a countrywide blaze.
He taught me to love and praise Charlton Heston.
Oliver North is quite a nice man, too. Forget Alan Tipper, let's bring back the Gipper and Joe McCarthy, too.
I was a troubled soul, consumed by voices advocating special interest groups and vice. Till Rush Rush to my sweet rescue. Now I'll never ever have to think twice.
Never have to think twice. So we'll sign a check for Imbaism. Restore the moral fundamental core. We'll cut the debt and start a test offensive on the poor. It's a mystery in the making.
Everybody.
It's distinctly upper class.
Well, not everybody.
Yes, sir, I'll get the door. Roll the carpet on the floor.
For a man.
For a man.
For a man.
Such a man.
For a man.
With his hand up his...
Ditto.
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 Ask us the name of the king. It's Rush.
The greatest man in America.
In the beginning, there was nothing. Then came the state of the station with Sumerian, and it was bad. Soon after came What the Hell with Drexel, and it too was bad. Knowing that their shows were bad, and knowing that the evil of the world could destroy them alone, they combined forces, and it was good.
From Sunday night from 9 to 11.
Now back to What the Hell with Sumerian and Bob that? From Peru.
Hey,
that's an annoying you.
I'm going to bring another girl to do more promos.
The more you get,
the more I
can do it. No, he stopped playing the Gary Coleman one.
No, he doesn't. He plays
it
twice.
Yeah, but I wasn't here.
he
plays it to annoy me.
Gary Coleman kicks ass.
That's right.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman.
And it's now time for... You ready? Are you ready? Is Dak ready? Already. Okay. It's... What are we going to do then?
Muffin.
What is that? Oh, some more stuff in here?
No.
Oh, it's time to stamp your money.
Oh, I
have money. Okay, so the way this works is you get out your money, hypothetically, get out your money, don't do this, and you get a pen and get all your paper money. I'll get it. It's over here.
Right there.
The black and orange thing. We've got a stamp, but you in the listening audience probably don't have a stamp. So you get a pen, and you hypothetically write www.rantradio.com, and the game is completed. You win.
You give people your money? That's just stupid.
You win when you get back a bill in your hand from a retail place that says What the Hell on it.
Actually,
being a certifiably poor person who's not allowed to carry paper money around anymore.
Yeah.
I've got some library cards and video rental cards.
Library cards and video.
Like
oh, okay.
In the signature area?
Yeah, you could do that. Okay. That's good. You can put it in the signature area. If you don't know how to sign your name, just write www.rentrita.com.
I'm better than anyone
in the
here.
Signature area.
Drexel gave me his old Loomis van. I'm going to paint it white,
back.
And I'm going to put Rant Radio on the side of it. So there, I'm better than all you.
$65 back, please.
Wow, you're
green. There you go.
I know.
So write $65. I know how much.
Not in the middle. Put it up
here. No, not in the middle.
Oh, okay.
So
it's really the red on red is going to really work.
Oh, we can hear the stamping. Let's hear it.
Oh,
no.
That
was the sound of stamping.
Inky was trying to sleep.
Inky was trying to sleep in the sound of stamping. Why are you trying to sleep? It's a long weekend.
You already did this one, man.
It's a long weekend. Well, you have to work tomorrow.
Okay, I've got all my money stamped. How are we doing? We all done?
I don't have any money.
No money. And you can do this during when the show's not on, too.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for the show every week to stamp your money. Do it every time you get a new bill that doesn't say Rant Radio on it.
Yeah, and when you get one back... Tell us about it.
Send it
to Rant Radio. We'll scan it in. You may get it back if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope. You may get it back. We're not guaranteeing because the postal system kind of, you know.
Not always good.
The bigger the bill, the better because we're trying to go up and up the 50s and the 100s and the 1,000s. We're going to try and get them all. Oh, a Subway coupon. That's great. Or a Subway thing. Let's see. La, la, la.
I wouldn't play Footsie with
and
you.
And if you listeners out there have any funny news items or stories or web pages that you want to send in, the ICQ number is 51558. 515558. How easier could it be?
How much easier
could it be? Aaron.
What are we doing now?
It's the What the Hell Show. So what are you guys doing this week? Stuff? Drex put some effort into the show.
Not really.
Not really.
I didn't have any time. I was gone all week being a soldier.
Oh, lies.
What? What are you kicking me for?
You lie.
He was gone all week.
I was gone all week.
He wasn't here last show, right?
Oh, that's why I had a good time.
Oh.
I don't even like you anymore. Fuck off.
You going to read this, or?
Yeah, okay. Hey, here.
What's the headphones?
You're gonna have to help me here.
Okay, so this is something I remember hearing. I remember hearing this a while ago, and Corey here brought it up today. Is there's this thing going on between Newfoundland and Quebec, and Newfoundland has this dam they built. Like when was it?
1950s.
In the 50s.
Mike is closer to your mouth. There we go.
And I guess they had some help from Quebec. I don't know.
No, Newfoundland, I think, made the bridge, and Quebec promised to buy the power off of it.
The dam.
Power from the dam.
The dam power.
Bridge?
Doesn't matter. They built the dam, and Quebec promised to buy the power off them. So they had a contract for, 100 years?
Yeah, 100-year contract.
But they couldn't up the price, and Quebec buys all this energy and sells it to the States. And makes a fortune off it, and Newfoundland is making no money. I don't know, I think they're losing money on it or something.
Well, they're getting paid for the power from prices from 1952.
Woohoo! And they can't get out of the contract. And they're getting harshly scammed.
Quebec will not share the profits of the power being sold to the U.S.
There's a wonderful thing, it's called
the power switch, and Newfoundland should just go
You're jumping ahead. And what did you say?
Tabernacle, it's cold in this house.
And damn, this is our solution. Tabernacle, it's cold in here.
Tabernacle, it's cold in the house, huh?
It's cold in the house.
What happened to my computer?
My poutine is getting cold.
My poutine never got hot.
Now what's this?
My poutine is cold again.
Apparently, there was some competition for the ExpressView satellite system.
Ooh.
And they were selling it.
Yeah.
Like, stores were selling this. Like, lots and lots of stores were selling it.
I see it in the stores. Maybe the people in the States don't know. It's just a satellite.
It was a different dish, but it worked on the same... It worked on the Express View.
Okay.
And, I don't know, it sounded pretty... But apparently they
That's
they
why
ruled.
I skip some things in my news items.
They made a ruling where they said it's illegal because merely because the CRTC hasn't approved it, and so the cops can go around and arrest people who have it, who have purchased
Oh,
it.
Yeah, I did hear about that. That was crazy.
Welcome to a fascist state.
Yeah, yep. That's what we're getting. If you scroll down for a minute. It's like we're living in Cuba.
Or how it used to be under Stalin or communist East Germany, said Alan Cooper.
Communist countries do it for the betterment of the council and the supposedly the party. Here, I think it's closer to a fascist state because they're doing it for no other reason than it's a political law.
Yeah, but fascists are fascists for the right reasons too. Dak, fascists—they have a good reason for being fascists.
Look, I'm a.
It's to better the world. The world can only work this way if I tell everyone what to do and they do it.
Totally.
Fascist communist argument.
There's no difference between no practical difference between fascism and communism.
Sure, there is.
It's the same thing. Dak?
Or should I do the
it's
onion
all
article of the
syllables.
Week? Okay. There's
just words.
Yeah. Fascism has better uniforms.
I thought you said communism had better uniforms, and I was going to beat you with some. Hanky wants to say something.
Okay, so the difference is fascism, I know what has to be done, and everybody better do it, and I'm going to make sure they do it. And communism is everybody knows what has to be done, and I'm going to make sure they do it and pound them if they don't.
Go. It's the same thing.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
It fascism. What you just said isn't exactly the same. But fascism is control. Is control. You're not listening.
He has to go up.
Fascism is
just.
He has
to go up his mirror. Something more important.
What's that?
The mirror is down. He has to go up, put it back up.
Okay. Well, fine. Like, take my competitor away.
Well.
Who are you going with now?
Nobody. We're doing a thing.
Next topic.
There's an online newspaper, and it's actually a real newspaper that I read every week, called The Onion. And if you look at my fridge, it's littered with Onion articles. And they're really, really, really funny.
That's why we're always crying.
And this is The Onion article of the week. New e-toilet to revolutionize online shitting. In a revolutionary breakthrough with the potential to forever alter the way humans defecate, Palo Alto-based internet company Ascent Technologies announced Monday the successful development of first-ever e-toilet. It's incredibly exciting, said Ascent CEO Jeff Scotia. It's considered by members of the Digirati to be the father of the cyber dump. The e-toilet will revolutionize online waste elimination through the democratization of access to high-speed electronic bathrooms.
Huh?
Of course, rudimentary p-commerce has been around for as long as the internet itself. But our new e-toilet will bring the internet into the new next millennium with real-time point-click-and-shit capability. Scotia noted that number 2.0, as the Silicon Valley insiders have dubbed it, will be cross-platform capable and fully 2K flushes compliant. In addition, he said, it will feature significantly wider, more comfortable bandwidth to accommodate even the most massive user download. Though e-toilet prototypes have existed for years, the Ascent model's flexibility and ease of use make it the first online shitting system that users are expected to embrace on a mass scale. No more frustrating lockup problems. Even the most novice cyber shitter can easily mount the e-toilet on his or her desktop, said Wired Associate Editor Graham Warhunter.
Oh, God.
Whose 25-page special report on the future of cyber defecation will appear in magazine's November issue. Why did you say, oh, God, is there some inside joke?
No, I just read that
okay.
line.
Just log on, log out, and log off. It's that simple. In the near future, he added, everyone will shit online. According to Rohiner, other features of the e-toilet include real-time urine streaming, the capability to add plugins, and 6 months free membership in the popular online lavatory community, eBidet.
The house is cold still.
In addition, it has full multitasking capabilities, enabling cyber shitters to read online versions of magazines and newspapers while on the e-toilet. The Advent e-toilet has a decisive edge over previous models and area of online security. It used to be that any netizen could interrupt you while you're downloading an e-toilet, said Fast Company technology reporter Warren Dishman. But thanks to the new e-toilet's advanced 64 encryption algorithm, there's greatly reduced chance of barge-in. AOL users who are used to the interruption from the dreaded instant messenger won't have to worry about the IMBM conflict any longer. And up to 24 network users can use a single e-toilet without fear of catching a virus, no matter who has used it before them. As proud as e-toilet designers are of the line after line of fat code they laid down while beta testing their new platform, they said they're even prouder of the breakthrough design of its user interface. Early e-toilets forced users to keep a lot of windows open. E-dumpers lacked the kind of privacy you want while doing your business, said designer Peter Cheng, a self-described whiz kid who has put hundreds of gigaflops through the new e-toilet without once encountering the dreaded bomb and blazing shit failed message. As a result of all the open windows, many users feeling uncomfortable and nervous
would back up. But people RAM problems, corrupted cash,
and embarrassment of having to
wipe and reformat the entire root directory after a botched download.
According to Scotia, the Ascent e-toilet's innovative unplug-and-play desktop tiling is cleaner, more customizable, and 80% less likely to collapse. For three years, an eternity in this field, the story has been same shit, different data. Scotia said. Well, no more. We've seen the last of computer users sitting at their terminals, brokenhearted, having to pay $99, but couldn't start it. With the new Advent e-toilet, cutting-edge cyber dump technology has finally arrived and is within reach for all Americans, said Scotia, smiling. The question is, do you want to go today?
Now, there's a place you really don't want to get a blue screen of death.
Oh. Now you can see why I like The Onion so much. Go to their webpage, www.theonion.com. It's up every Tuesday night, or Monday night. No, Tuesday night, because it's actually officially on Wednesday. That's where you got all the... No, all the other stuff is from other news sources. All the ones on my fridge are from The Onion. They're so good.
Well, where was this one from?
This one's from The Onion as well. Yep. What are you doing? I have to look at things.
Muffin.
What are you doing? Drex is like doing stuff that. What are you trying to do? Tell me and I'll do it. Okay, we're going to play a song. Because I have to recuperate. Let me do it. And then we're going to open the phone lines, I think. Oh, no. We're going to do. Are you ready to do the story right now?
Oh, Muffin!
You're here.
What? I'll produce a gross hospital story.
Who's Shane?
Bob.
Oh.
We waited.
We've
been talking all night.
Yeah. Yeah, whining bitch.
You just don't have one.
Whining bitch. Whine, look at him, whining bitch.
Oh.
Oh, now he's fluttering. He seems to be fluttering.
Oh, we don't want to force
him. That's right.
Are you looking for
Is there a reason why Projectile Bomberman isn't here tonight?
Now back to what the hell.
You guys had a tip?
And Bob from Peru.
Find one right now?
That's why your throat's sore?
I'm in my seat.
No problem there, Private Drive. So I'll whoop that up real quick. Bomb removal. For ease of learning, this movement has been broken down into squads. Squad 1, 1. All that is done in Squad 1 is the bomb is picked up in an underhand grasp by the neck. Seen?
Seen.
All right, Private Drexel, practice this on your own time, and I will come around to see that it is being done correctly. Private Drexel, is that an underhand grasp? Does it look remotely like an underhand grasp? Pay attention to detail, Private Drexel. We will be here all night until you get this correct.
What the Hell show celebrates the triumphant return of Drexel, but don't worry, Bob's not going anywhere.
My leg! Oh! My leg!
Get back, JoJo! My leg!
Get back here, you.
Oh, he's a bad guy.
Whoa! I get so high in the air and get the slide from and light back and forth because this is what you thought it was. It me.
Slim Shady, brain dead like Jim Brady. I'm a M80, you little like that Kim lady. I'm buzzing, dirty dozen, naughty rotten rhymer. Person that you play is worse than Marty Schottenheimer. You acting in the motherfucker, you bitch your style from. You wave yourself some copies if you press the double album. Admit it, fuck it, while we coming out in the open. I'm doing acid, crack, smack, coke, and smoking dope then. My name is Marshall Mathers, I'm an alcoholic. I have a disease and they don't know what to call it. Better hide your wallet, cause I'm coming up quick to strip your cat. Bought a ticket to your concert, to come and whip your ass. Bitch, I'm coming out swinging, so fast that I make your eyes spin. You getting knocked the fuck out like Mike Tyson. The proof is in the pudding, these asses don't hold me. I slit your motherfucking throat worse than Ron Goldman. So when you see me on your block for two blocks, screaming fuck the world like Tupac, just don't give a fuck. Fucking that shit behind my back, Dirty Mac is telling your boys that I'm on crack. Just don't give a fuck. So put my tape back on the rack, go run and tell your friends my shit is whack. I just don't give a fuck. But see me on the street and duck, cause you gon' get stuck, stoned, and snuck. Cause I just don't give a fuck. I'm nicer than Pete, but I'm on a search to crush a milk bone. I'm everlasting. I melt vanilla ice like silicone. I'm ill enough to just straight up diss you for no reason. I'm cold in this no season when it's 20 below freezing. Flavor with no seasoning. This is a sneak preview. I did some magazine and still won't get a weak review. I make your freak leave you. Smell the Folgers crystals. This is lyrical combat. Gentlemen, hold your pistols. But I form like Voltron and blast you with my shoulder missile. Slim Shady. Eminem was the old initial. Extortion. Snorting. Supporting abortion. Pathological liar. Blowing shit out of proportion. Delunious. Zanious. Spontaneous. Sporadic. Impulsive thinker. Impulsive drinker. Addict. Half animal. Half man. Dumping your dead body inside of a fucking trash can with more holes than an Afghan. So when you see me on your block for two blocks, scream the fuck the world like two blocks. Just don't give a fuck. Fucking that shit behind my back. Dirty Mac is telling your boys that I'm on crack. Just don't give a fuck. So put my tape back on the rack. Go run and tell your friends my city's whack. I just don't give a fuck. But see me on the street and dark. Cause you finna get stuck, stolen, snuck. I just don't give a fuck. Somebody let me out this limousine. I'm a cage demon. On stage screaming like Rage Against the Machine. I'm convinced I'm a fiend. Stewing up while this record is spinning. Clinically brain dead. I don't need a second opinion. Fuck dropping the jewel. I'm flipping the sacred treasure. I bite your motherfucking staff. Sick of bitches, sick and nagging bosses, bitching while I'm washing dishes. In school I never said much, too busy having a head rush. Doing too much rush, had my face flushed like red blush. Then I went to Jim Beam, that's when my face frayed. Went to gym in 8th grade, the women's swim team. Don't take it for a joke, I'm no comedian. Too many mental problems got me snorting coke and smoking weed again. I'm going up over the curb, driving on the median. Finally made it home, but I forgot the key to get it. So when you see me on your block for two blocks, screaming fuck the world like two blocks, just don't give a fuck. Talking and sleep behind my back, Dirty Mac is telling your boys that I'm on crack. I just don't give a fuck. So put my tape back on the rack. Go run and tell your friends my shit is whack. I just don't give a fuck. See me on the street.
Después de su blow, man, let's go.
I just don't give a fuck.
We're almost back on the air.
Tired. Huh?
There we go. We're back on the air with...
Peanut Butter!
Peanut Butter!
Hello, Peanut Butter.
She was too weak to come to the show while she had dinner at her parents', so I guess...
Oh, dinner at her parents'. Oh, I've heard that one before.
Even though... Ow!
I had to wash my hair.
You stabbed me in the toe with your knife.
Uh-huh.
What?
Ow! We have the first actual stabbing.
First
he was playing with his knife?
This is the actual peanut butter right now.
Yep, it's the actual real peanut butter. You can see her on the listeners page in the What the Hell.
That's not going to be there for too long.
No?
Do you have a twin sister named Jelly?
They get to your house and probably steal your whole computer in.
That won't work. It's on the internet. And the internet's away from my computer. The place where it's stored is not actually in this house. Yeah.
It's on Corey's computer, too, actually.
Yeah, we've got multiple places it is. So even if you hunt it down and erase them, we'll put them back up.
So guess what?
What?
Deal with it.
Deal with it. That's right. Deal with it.
Just suck back an aw muffin and...
I have to deal with it.
Aw muffin.
Yeah.
So...
It's Dorothy. Deal with it.
His name is Drex. Not Darcy. It's Drex.
What did she say anyway? Dorothy?
Darcy, deal with it. Dorothy? Did you say Darcy or Dorothy?
Did you already turn this up?
Oh, no, I said Dorothy. Oh. He kind of looks like a Dorothy.
Whoa. He's crying now. Can you hear his sobbing voice?
That would be
the Cowardly Lion and Bob there, the Scarecrow.
Who's the Tin Man?
That'd be Tin Basher.
Tin Basher, who's not here. So, she's local, so she's not spending any money, so she can stay on the line as long as she wants.
Oh, you think?
Yep.
Wait, actually, the rule is, when you stop having something to say, we kick you off.
Yep.
You know what?
What?
Hang up.
Hang up? Whoa! We have to say what the hell first. Wait, Darcy's, like, Drex is...
He hasn't said anything.
So, you have to say what the hell.
What the hell?
And we're going to hang up on you.
Really?
Don't ask for permission. Weak individual.
Why, yes.
Oh, there's a message from her.
Satan is like the Easter Bunny.
And she's not online.
Funnier.
Hello, I'm calling. She's going to come back online. So that was peanut butter. Dak does not have a gross hospital story this week.
Because he's a weak
person. Because he has a sore throat, even though he's been talking all night.
He's like, oh, my throat's sore.
Sounds like a conspiracy to me.
Muffin.
I bet this is Teresa, yeah. And she's madder than ever. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
That was quite rude.
Aw, Muffin!
It's the rules of the show.
We don't have any special rules for you.
This is Sumerian and Drex, not James and Darcy right now. So
sure it is.
Sure, no, it's not. So it's a different personality.
Right. I have a different... I have a radio personality.
We didn't actually ask her if she had something interesting to say or a story or something.
That's funny. Just like cut me off.
Aww. No. Wait. Listen here. I said if when you stop having something to say, we hang up on you. And what did you say? You said, you know what? Hang up. And so what did I do? I hung up. Muffin. That's all I got to say.
You did it.
James did it.
He did it! Well, I was trying really hard.
Barbarians don't have any rulers.
I prevented Drex from doing it? I did it. Sorry. So, do you have an interesting story or something that happened to you that all of our listeners would like to... Oh, Drex is grabbing for the phone. No! Back JoJo! So,
what?
Peanut butter?
You know what?
What?
Drex sucks.
And he leaves marks. And he takes
I'm not trying to
Mondays.
Hang up. I'm just positioning my hand. So if you don't have something to say, I can.
What did you say, Bob?
I said... Drexall leaves marks, and he takes coupons on Mondays.
After you said you suck, he sucks.
No, but you already told me that, too.
What, James, or the Sumerian already knows that? That's kind of scary.
Phil!
I know. No, not like that, anyways.
Black Wolf says, slow down on the muffin.
Okay, buddy.
Muffin!
That's not fun.
Can you believe that 1.3 billion possible listeners are listening to you right now. No, there's only, I don't know how many there are. But there's a few. There's like, I don't know, 15 in the IRC. Oh. If you want to go on the IRC, go to the undernets, not unders, downnet server.
Yeah!
Downnet servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or you can go to our webpage, www.rantradio.com.
That was for Projectile Hotman, who wants to hear a gross hospital story.
Click on chat.
Chat with you guys.
What?
I'll chat with you guys.
You'll chat with us, and we'll just make fun of you online.
Go on the IRC and chat, and so everybody can see you, and make your name
Buddy.
Peanut Butter.
Income.
So say, what the hell, and we'll hang up on you.
Bye.
No, what the hell.
What?
Say, what the hell.
And you got most of it. Try the hell. What the hell.
She did it.
Stupid.
Right.
That was
stupid girl. Stupid girl.
Oh. Cute, but not very smart, Dax says, and she wouldn't hear that because she's not online yet.
Oh, I'm a fan. So we'll type in the RSC.
So what does everybody think of peanut butter? Gloom Bunny is this is a challenge to Gloom Bunny because she's the female listener of the show. She doesn't want to be doesn't want to be moved in upon.
Oh, I think Darcy's gone.
Drex is crying.
Darcy's
he's gone to the bathroom to cry.
Yeah, I'm going to the bathroom to cry.
Drex, no, he's going to download.
Your focus for the person you're
going to
pick up tonight,
I'm
going to go postal and kill you all.
Oh, man. Woo-hoo. You're just going to go download,
online killing. We will make history. So don't make it me.
Oh,
Brother Nila, we'll be first. Revenge.
So
you can gladly give up your
commentary.
Toe. First little piggy. Oh. So we're going to do the phone in now because it's 10:38.
Mom.
And so we're going to play like this little promo we did. Bob and I did.
Bob and I did.
For the promo.
Because it's really sad.
Because it's really sad and pathetic.
And until we get a new one.
Until we get a new one.
We'll continue to play the sad, sad promo. So if you have some spare time, you can make your own fucking promos.
Yeah, make some promos for What the Hell or Rant Radio, send them in to us. In
yeah, and we'll just make
them.
Fun of them anyway and not play them, but we'd rather
hear
them.
We'll play them at least once.
Oh, at least once.
If they're awesome,
then we'll laugh
them
at them and delete them. Or send them back to you triplicated.
So upload them to ftp.rantradio.com in the incoming folder. ftp.rantradio.com.
Send
so
them
if you
back
don't know how to do that, you're weak. So
yeah, if you don't
know
do that, you suck,
anyway.
And you should move to Quebec. Because they don't have any power there.
So it's time.
They have full poutine.
Time to open home. Phone lines.
Line.
It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191. Call in right now. You're on Rant Radio and you're in a little bit early.
Now back to What the Hell.
There we go.
Oh, you just about played a fucking shitty promo again.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Lieutenant Major Zombie. You know there's no such thing as Lieutenant Major, right?
I know. You told me last time I called up, okay?
I'll tell you again next time, too.
We'll tell you again next time. Thanks for harassing you. That was Drex. So, how are you doing this week?
Doing okay, just got sick.
Oh.
Because I kissed a girl at the homecoming, she gave me a cold.
She gave you a cold.
Are you sure it was a girl?
Was it worth it?
Was it worth it?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Did he give you any time?
A little bit of ass, yeah.
What'd you say?
A little bit of ass, you know, like freaky dance, like dirty dancing, you know?
Woohoo! Are you still sure it was a guy?
And it was a girl. Trust me, it was a girl.
I don't believe you.
Bob doesn't believe you.
Those parts can be bought.
What did you say, Neil?
They're homecoming.
Those parts can be bought for a lot of money.
So what do you have to say this week?
Well,
you like boys?
RMA really sucks the internet provider. They really suck with their ISP.
What's the name of them?
RMA.edu. Go to their website.
RMA.edu. That sounds like a university.
Yeah, it's a college.
Yeah.
Like $43,000 to go to them.
Are you in that college?
No, they suck.
They sell internet service?
Huh?
That's really weird.
Yeah, they're an internet service, but they suck because each time you call them up on the internet,
yeah,
they're like lying and stuck, you know? It's like, what?
Oh, wow.
It's like
SFU sells the internet
like
service.
A 3-second lag from you people.
3-second lag?
Yeah.
From us?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. From our website and stuff like that, or
something like that. But when I play
games,
you get like a
999
ping too.
999 ping. That's pretty poor. So no playing games for you online, I guess.
No, it sucks. But I mastered that ping with Quake 2.
Okay.
Like me.
So nobody sign up to what is the name of it?
Huh?
What's the name of the internet provider you're with?
RMA.edu.
RMA.edu. They suck. Don't.
They suck big time. They can kick my big ass or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
You have a big ass?
No,
did that guy grab your big ass or what?
It's a small ass, all right?
So you grabbed your small ass.
And, like, even burn like a lot of fat.
Okay. I want everyone
what?
To check out the webcam.
Drex wants everyone.
Takes a picture. Drex wants, oh, just took a picture. There.
Drex wants everyone to check out the webcam because it's got raccoons on it or something. It's got a picture of a couple of raccoons on the webcam. They look really mean because there's raccoons around our place, and it says don't leave your garbage out or these mean raccoons will come and kill it.
Bad raccoons.
And there's like a cute
evil
picture of these
raccoons.
Two little raccoons at the top. It's so
raccoons
so
have
funny.
Been the raccoons actually in the caption have been underlined.
Raccoons.
Raccoons
from the pit
roaming
of hell.
Roaming the top.
Okay, I'll tell you when. Okay, I just took another picture. Okay, we don't want to keep this friend on the line. Okay, wait. Yeah. We have to get rid of the listener so we don't keep him on the line. So you have anything else to say, or are you gonna say what the hell?
What the hell?
And he's gone.
Okay, so my question is, if you're trying to bring up a great deal of
fear.
Animosity.
You need
animosity.
A microphone.
Get a microphone.
Hey, microphone.
Here.
Take a microphone. He takes one.
Would you show everyone this picture?
That
evil. That's evil. Like from a Hallmark card.
Look at
oh God, evil picture. Look at those evil raccoons.
Evil raccoons.
Don't know Hallmark is evil.
Anyways.
Yeah, but they have evil pictures too.
So
evil.
First of all, raccoons kick ass, and any action against them would be wrong, I think.
Have you ever had to deal with a little bastard?
Oh, nothing.
I do recall walking through the alleys in Vancouver, and a gang of them walking by and looking at me like, "What the fuck are you looking at?"
Best trick to play on them is get them when they're near water, and they always like to wash their food. Give them sugar cubes.
someone go tell Enki the server is still down after a half an hour after
crashed.
I told him.
I think he crashed.
Enki?
Which server is this?
Enki?
Which server? It's the one on...
So we still have one?
Yeah, we still have one.
Everyone who's not on the one they want, go to the other one.
There can only be one.
I'm going to put it up right now. So somebody talk about something.
That was for good old buddy. There's for projectile. Let me
talk about something.
All right. So I was on exercise the weekend before this one. We went to the range, and we're shooting and stuff. So I'm on fire picket. That means I have to stand around late at night and make sure there's no fires.
Was there any fires?
There was no fires.
Hey,
but
cool.
We were sitting there making some berry tea.
And
we heard some rustling in the bushes, and we went, oh.
Rustle.
Maybe it's a bear. Hee hee, ha ha, yeah, it's a bear, right. Anyways, oh, he smells your berry tea, he's coming to get us. Anyways, so we hear this rustling, we think it's a bear, we're starting to think maybe it really is a bear, and then we see that it's not a bear. Next day, we hear that there were actually some bears, so we're kind of freaked out. So anyways, I'm sitting on the side of the road with my assault rifle, cleaning it, because it's dirty. And you have to clean it. So I'm cleaning it, and I'm cleaning it, and I look across the street, and there's this bear. And he's looking at me. And I'm thinking, holy crap, look right across the street. There's a bear. He's right there. And I know he's going to eat me, right?
Because bears do that. There's brown meat.
That's right. But I bet, so the bear runs off, like freaked out. So I bet he gets back to his buddies, right? And he's sitting there and he goes, you wouldn't believe it. I'm standing there across the street. I look across the street and there's a human standing there. He's just standing there looking at me with those beady little eyes. And he's got a rifle. I just know he's going to shoot me. I just know it.
Saved by the bell.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
Who is this?
It's a cool
buddy.
That's cool.
I was just updating the permissions on the directory and exchanging new libc. You just totally fucked it.
It was down, and I yelled at you, Anki, you still haven't put it back up, and you didn't answer me.
I was uploading the new glib, and I didn't hear you.
Hello?
Hi, Gloom Bunny, just a second. I'm yelling at
no,
you.
No, I can't even
look at
my card, though.
Pardon me?
Huh? I can call a calling card and call your damn show.
How are you doing tonight, Gloom Bunny?
I'm fine. I wanted to tell you my bitchy Canadian story. I think I sent it ICQ.
Your bacon Canadian?
The bitchy Canadian. There's
bitchy
Canadians bitching about the U.S. like overlooking them and treating them like shit.
Don't we get treated like
everyone overlooks us and treats us
like shit? You guys are like water hogs, though. Mine. You guys have all the water like in the world. You've got like this big water surplus, but you won't give it any California.
Yeah, that's it. We're water hogs because Canada happens to have a lot of water in it. That means we're water hogs.
As opposed to countries.
You know, there's lots of water in the States, too. And why don't you look to other places in the States to get your water before you decide to take ours, you freak?
How about not building cities like out in the middle of the desert?
Just
I think it's unfair the way the U.S. is treating Canada right now because we even fucking own the rights to, like...
How about not polluting the water?
The Mounties. We, like, own the rights to them.
No, you don't.
Walt Disney does.
Walt Disney basically...
Disney is American!
Walt Disney has the rights to marketing.
Not anymore?
No,
the Mounties basically have dropped the contract with Walt Disney to present the Mounties. And after the 2000 January, the Mounties will be marketing themselves rather than going through a corporation.
Woohoo! So suck it!
Well, but in any case, there was some person on, like, some show here, Dateline or something, who was Canadian, like, bitching. And it was just some bitchy Canadian from hell.
Wow. So there's, like, one bitchy Canadian about 200 million bitchy Americans.
Okay. Because I used to have that big thing. I was scared of Canadians because I dated, like, 40 of them, you know?
DJ so you were afraid of them. You were so afraid that you just kept dating them.
Because you guys kick ass.
DJ Intensity,
by the way,
shut
if
up.
You're interested, the chicken and the whining Jew... I don't know if it's ever been on the Rant Radio show.
It'll
be in the Houston area.
It's a bitch in June.
Coming up next week.
Well, if they want to, like, find a kick-ass party or something, I can help them out.
Okay, well, we'll have to make sure maybe we'll get your number or something.
ICQ your number or something.
Yeah, just ICQ your number or something so they can hook up with you.
And then we'll post it on our radio.
I can drive to Houston. It'll take me an hour, but I can get there.
Yes. I knew you were near Houston. You said that last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm only about an hour away from the main part of Houston.
Okay, well, just pass it along, and I'll give it to the chicken, and I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right, if they don't mind hanging out with an 18-year-old who knows all the parties in Houston.
You know all the parties for sure.
Maybe 4 years older than you, if that.
You look like a big party.
Okay,
they're about 16 mentally.
Yeah, they're about 16 mentally between the two of them.
All right.
Is that eight apiece?
Yeah.
Well, but I just know all the parties in Houston from, like, when I used to actually live in the city, so.
No, you don't. You're a goth girl.
Yeah, and I'm the goth girl.
That's right. Goths rule.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks there, Trenchcoat Guy.
I'm a pseudo-goth, though.
Oh,
pseudo-goth.
See, I like, pretend to be goth so I can hang out with the subculture, but I'm really inside. I want to wear Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, Bloom Bunny. You've hurt me.
I really hate Tommy Hilfiger. You have no idea. Sorry. There's, like, a big thing about it because my school... I'm like, the white person at my school, and I'm also the white person that wears all black.
So you're like, what, the only white person at your school?
There is, like, not a lot. I go to college, and I'm the only goth at my college, and the college, I'm, like, the predominantly black college, and I'm predominantly black or cowboy, and I'm, like, the goth girl who's white.
Gee, you stand out.
Not at all. Yeah, I look like a damn freak, but I'm in the theater department, so I'm... Ooh.
What a surprise! Liberal arts. What do you know?
Well, you know what? In the theater department, it's really great because we can pass moonshine around and the teachers don't care.
That's true. Okay.
We were having a party this weekend for the cast party, and we were passing around, like, this really nice, you know, moonshine around, and it was just, you know, the teachers knew what was up, and they didn't care.
And you're 18?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're really, really cool.
She owns a gun, so watch out.
Yeah, that's true. You do own a gun. Okay, so
hang
I can't...
Yeah, I have a gun.
This is how
okay,
cool we
so,
think
so you
are.
You
I'm
going to
fart
say?
Into the microphone
no,
now.
What the hell?
Thank you. Bye.
No, you don't say bye.
You don't say bye. She can say what the hell.
Yeah, what the hell? Okay, the phone line is...
One day we're going to go through...
Okay, the phone line is on now open.
Zach, he's a redneck.
Phone line...
Whoever said that, thank you.
Projectile vomit, man.
Open.
Thank you.
So what song?
Stop
that?
Crying.
Any song? Hi, you're
Wigger,
on Rant Radio. Wigger's who is this?
Spectre.
Pardon me?
Spectre.
Spectre. Hey, Spectre. How's
hey,
it going?
Good.
So we liked your blonde jokes. I think you're the one who sent those in.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how are you doing this week?
Not too good.
Not too good. You don't sound too good.
You get a cold, too?
Have you got a cold, too? Were you kissing, who was it? Lieutenant Major Zombie? Were you his date?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, don't knock into that. The audience are like, ah! So, you have anything to say or stories? Or...
I'm grounded for like a month.
What did you do?
What did you do?
Well,
were you sodomizing your hamster?
I was eating dinner, and I started eating my chicken with my fingers, and my mom got all mad at me, and she's like, eat with your utensils. And I go, I'll eat however I damn well please. Because I was really pissed at her. That's exactly what I said.
And that's a month?
Month
of
a month
solitary.
For saying damn?
She said until further.
Okay, your mom's a psycho.
I know, that's what I said. Fascist. I called her a psycho, and then she got really mad at me.
Yeah, next time call her a fascist.
You can't eat with you can't eat chicken with your fingers. Chicken's a finger food.
I know.
It's finger licking good.
It's finger freaking licking good.
Tell her that it's finger licking good.
Tell her you can't help yourself. You're just a product of an ad campaign.
And then this girl calls my house and she goes, "Well, he's grounded off the phone right now. I have a question for you. Would you ever go out with somebody who ate his chicken with his fingers?" And I'm like, "What the fuck?"
She said that to this girl that called.
Yeah, and, and she's like, bye.
I've got to go. Bye.
Good for her.
If it was me, I'd just be click.
Man, she's psycho. And then I'm on the computer because like right after she goes to bed, of course I get on the computer because I'm grounded off of it.
Ha ha ha.
Comes back upstairs and she's like, "Get off the computer," and I'm like, "No."
Okay.
She just gave up and went back downstairs. Like having a big fight with her right now.
So you're grounded for a month. But
I don't know how long. She said till further notice.
Till further notice.
You're grounded indefinitely.
Grounded indefinitely.
Tell her she's a benevolent despot.
A benevolent despot? A kind and helpful despot.
I moved out when I was 15, so I had no...
I'm going to move out when I was 15, too. I'm 15 right now.
Woo-hoo.
The dad are divorced and my dad's like a whole lot cooler.
This prime is how time you get out of grounding, okay?
Oh, Corey,
what you
Corey's
do
with
is
them.
You sit on the couch and watch TV.
How to get out of grounding by Corey.
Okay, this is how you get out of grounding, okay? You sit on the couch and you watch TV and you tell your mom you're wasting your life away. You're not grounded anymore.
Just sit and watch TV.
It's not that she'll let you go out or whatever. All he's saying is that you're not grounded anymore because you're actually just doing what you want, which is sitting around watching TV wasting your life.
Or if you're not allowed to watch TV, sit and stare at the wall or something. I don't know, just do something that is so...
I just told her she grounded me back and forth. If I don't listen to it, it doesn't matter.
Pace back and forth or something, totally non-productive, and say, "You're wasting my life."
Start banging your head against the wall.
Take a bucket, paint it red, scrub it clean. Paint the bucket red, scrub it clean. Paint the bucket red, scrub it clean.
Begin talking to people that aren't there.
Drive her insane.
Eat your own feces.
I'll walk around to a circle.
Eat your own feces and throw it at the wall. Okay, so very cool. We're going to let some other people phone in.
All right.
So say what the hell.
Bye, Spectre.
Bye, Spectre.
Bye.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
You know what I did? My mom grounded me, so I hid in my room. I completely hid. Like, she came into my room and she went, "That little bastard, he left." And she checked the whole house. And then I came back in my room and I was sitting there reading comics.
Like, nothing happened.
And she goes, "Where the hell were you?" I go, "I've been in my room the whole time." And she was like, "Really, man?"
Driver insane.
I got sick.
Then I did it again, like the following couple of days later, I hit again.
I got sick and basically crashed out of my room and curled up in the corner of my bed and just had like my blankets all piled over me in this little fetal position. My mom came in, was like, "Where's Desmond?" Walked out, I'm sound asleep during all this. Got my brother trying to find me, got a whole bunch of people. They all looked into my room and just saw the pile of like...
My mom called 911 the second time I did it.
Yeah.
She called 911 and said, "My son is missing!" And I came out and was like, "I'm not missing.
How old
were
you?
Reading comics."
How old were you at that time?
10, 11.
I was 18. My mom came by and wondered where the hell I was because the last time she'd heard from me, I was really sick. I slept for 2 days. She basically was within an inch of calling the cops and having them come look for me.
The first place they would have looked, right inside your bed.
Yeah, it's like, "Hello." It's like, "Oh, can you guys go away? I don't feel well."
I wandered off when I was 3, and the cops picked me up and brought me home. And I was crying, and my parents said, "Why are you crying?" And I said, "He was stealing my boots." Because a cop picked my boots up and my feet were wet or something, you know.
He's stealing my boots.
I had a little... working at a mall, I had this little kid come up to me, and I'm like just standing. I'm wearing my security guard uniform. A kid comes up to me and goes, "Invisible puppy dogs ate my shoes." And I'm like, "What?" And his mother comes up and says, "He threw his shoes out the window of the car on the way here, and he's telling the invisible puppy dogs took them. He thinks you're a policeman, and he wants you to take a statement." So I pulled out my pad, started like basically said, "Okay, so where did this happen?" "In the car." I said, "So what color are they?" And the kid looks at me like, "What are you, stupid?" You know, I was like, "They were invisible." Couldn't have been more like 4 years old. Cutest thing I think I've ever saw.
When I was 2, we were driving down the highway, and I had a pacifier. Like, two's not bad for a pacifier. 10 is bad for a pacifier. Okay? Are you seeing those, like, 7-year-olds in a stroller? Like, barely...
Have you seen, like a couple years back where all the kids were, like, wearing pacifiers? They were, like, 20 years old, and they were going around the clubs.
Go to a rave.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it, and I, like, basically thought that, well, you know, if God didn't want me to kill them, he wouldn't have given me
that. I lost my pacifier at the
window.
Get ready
to end the show.
I watched it bounce down the road, and that was it.
25 seconds.
The last time I got.
Nobody has anything else to say. We're telling stories.
Nothing. No, we always ended at 11.
Really bad stories. We're getting really bad.
I will have my way.
I thought that first caller that we had who was complaining about his ISP.
10 seconds.
Just like Beavis.
Yeah, he does sound like Beavis. Pacifiers aren't bad if you do ecstasy. You could be shitting and it'd be on ecstasy and it wouldn't be bad. Mind you.
All I have to say is ravers, please, please, if you can find, like, the bad ecstasy, please take it.
Yeah. Get some ecstasy cut with a lot of speed.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is the one, the only, the original Cut No Substitutes Projectile Vomit Man.
200% sexy Projectile Vomit Man! Does himself.
Dax, stop smashing into the microphone.
Move forward. That was the best one yet. If you keep doing
that, enough for broadcast.
That's good enough for broadcast. If you keep doing that every show, eventually you'll be going like for 5 minutes straight, and you'll just die. You'll just keel over and die.
You'll be like that.
A couple of days ago.
Oops, forgot to breathe. So how are you doing tonight? You're a little bit sick, are you?
I'm getting better. I'm down to, like, close to a normal temperature. I'm just, like, peaking at 102 like I was yesterday.
It's the show. It's bringing you up, is it?
It's something like that.
Yeah.
So, it sucks that I have to like a dial-up access, so I actually had to, like, stop listening to the show to come and, like, phone in.
True. So what does the show sound like when you're not actually there? I have no idea. Does it sound like chaos? Does it sound organized? Is it funny?
It sounds like semi-organized chaos.
Somewhat organized chaos. Is it even funny?
Occasionally, if you know the people involved.
Oh, I guess it would be a little bit funny that way. Because there's all these people that talk to us in the IRC, and they come back every week, and I just don't understand.
I don't understand either.
What's wrong with them? What's wrong with us?
They must have seriously boring lives or something.
Well, that's why we're doing the show.
Yeah, we're the
ones
doing
with the boring lives.
What does that say about us?
Hey, we lead by example.
Lead by example. Wow, are you ever distorted? It sounds pretty cool. It's like a vocal effect.
Yes. I have a really shitty old phone.
So,
it could be a vocal effect. If you did it merely for the sound, it would be a vocal effect.
Well, Projectile Vomit Man lives in the oldest apartment building in Langley. He knows this. Because I used to live there,
back
too.
In the late 40s or early 50s.
Really?
Yes.
Oldest apartment building in the
Candy
Kids and Glowsticks
doesn't have an elevator.
Three stories and doesn't have an elevator. Wow.
Fortunately, I live on the ground floor, so it doesn't really matter.
I just moved on the third floor, which was real fun to get all my books up and down.
Third
the
floor. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have to move twice.
Backpack boys are real
especially
fucked up, too.
The second time, which was one of those Dodger landlords, you don't have to pay that last month's rent.
So are really old people who
hop out the window. Does everyone know that in January 1st, 2000, that there's not going to be smoking in any working establishments?
Because
in
of WCB?
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
That's so awesome.
It's now, like, a claim.
Yep.
Oh, I'm putting a claim in. Secondhand smoke. It's as bad as, like, pouring gasoline on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
There's gasoline
that's
on the
bad!
Floor! No, it's great. Like, I can actually go see a show without
those
coming home
fun?
Stinking
yeah.
of smoke.
Yeah.
That's so nice. That would be so nice. Go out to a restaurant. And go out to a restaurant.
Simple Minds.
And sit.
You know what the best part about it is that is all the pubs and bars and restaurants that are going to totally lose money because people don't go there because they can't smoke.
Where are they going to go?
They'll just not bother because it's a social thing.
This is a sweeping.
It doesn't matter. Everyone. It doesn't matter. It's a social thing. People want to go and hang out and eat dinner and smoke. And if they can't smoke with dinner at a restaurant,
they'll stay at home and cry.
Stay at home and smoke at home.
Good.
Hey, I smoke.
Yeah, but we're talking about economics here.
No, you're not. Once you start smoking, you only stop.
I'm
not like a race. You can't. You can't.
I'm not talking about people going. Okay, we're not.
You're copping out.
I'm not talking.
Look at that.
I'm not talking.
Okay.
Say what the hell?
It's not like burnishing a chair. You don't just kind of stop.
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
Okay. I'm not talking about people completely not ever going to restaurants again.
Yes.
But they won't go as often.
Because they just go there to smoke.
No, they don't go there just to smoke. It's not a, well, you know what? I think I want to smoke. Let's go to a restaurant. It's just a subconscious thing. They're going to go to the restaurant, hang with friends, talk, and have a cigarette, and blah, blah, blah.
They have
blah.
A cigarette
and they
before
can't
they eat.
Cigarette there.
They have a cigarette while they're eating, and then they have a cigarette after they eat.
They consciously know they
why
can't
bother eating
at the restaurant.
Oh.
So they're going to go to the restaurant to eat, and then they're going to fuck off.
And they'll go smoke outside
I think
after.
All smokers should have tubes implanted in their throats so they bypass
going to reduce,
eating, and they
it's
can just
going
smoke.
To reduce the amount of times that a smoker will
they'll
go to
they'll get used to it.
No.
What are they going to do?
Oh, sure, they'll get used to it.
Instead.
No,
okay, what are they going to do instead? Tell me this.
I don't care what they're going to do instead.
Stay
all
home
I'm
and cry?
Telling you, no, they're just going to go to the restaurant less. They're
okay.
Still going to go to the restaurant. They're going to go to it less, though, because it's going to be this thing. I can't smoke when I'm there. Fuck. I don't really want to go, so I'm going to go there less frequently. Guaranteed.
Yes, I know. Most people don't.
Most people don't smoke and they'll go to the
restaurant. Another caller bothering us.
Most people don't smoke.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
Say most
this.
People with 51%.
You're phoning back. You have something to say?
I know the actual percentage. Because I know that lots of people do smoke.
Lieutenant Major Zombie wants to talk about the smoking, too.
Okay.
Hey, that's like kind of weird, but one thing, I'm allergic to nicotine for some reason. If I go like into a store or a food place, people are smoking, I like, start to cough and gag my eyes, start to roll, buttery and everything.
Well, I get that to a lesser extent, too. I mean, it's pretty nasty sometimes.
Yeah, and it's like people like,
don't do that.
Like, sit by me, and I smell like smoke, you're like coughing, like, ugh, ugh. And then you like, cough like a loogie on them, and like, God dang it!
So you're pretty, like, outspoken.
I don't know what I did. What did
you
I
clicked on ICQ.
And?
Huh?
There are messages from Teresa, and I can't answer them right now because I'm doing your show.
Oh, he's doing the show.
Yeah,
nothing.
I'm doing the show.
Oh, he's got the big.
I thought it might be relevant to right now.
He's brow. He's browbeating.
I don't
poor
do
it
on this one because they'd be way too much of a penis. So, very, very cool contribution.
Huh.
So, I think you already said that, Gloom Bunny. You already said you're quitting smoking. Stop.
So
quitting.
Whenever there's a smoker around close to you, you like hack and cough and be very vocal.
Okay,
about
so
it.
What's your point? What's your point?
I think United States like show you like stop smoking. They're like because everyone's dying.
Where do you live again?
Because everyone's dying.
In Virginia.
I am from Holyoke.
Yeah.
Stop smoking.
I know in California they have this rule as well. I believe no smoking anywhere.
Yeah, basically they
stop
smoking. Laws
or
in
we
Virginia,
will all die.
The smoking industry is not like
Rain
a state
is cool.
In the state senate.
Thanks, Critical S.
Yeah.
You obviously do way
yeah,
too
like
much
cool,
acid.
Cool.
Rain is cool. And so is air.
What are you talking about, Bob?
We're making fun of people in the IRC.
Oh.
Okay, do you have anything else to say? There's someone else who wants to get through.
There's somebody else who wants to... Gloom Buddy wants to get through again? We want different people. Somebody else? Okay, somebody else wants to phone in.
Gloom Buddy
so
says hang
read the message.
Say what the hell.
That's why you only got 8 out of 11, because you didn't read.
Okay, this is like 2 a.m. over here, but...
2 a.m.?
Any major
zombie.
What the hell?
Oops.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
He was going to say something else after that. Somebody else wants to phone in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Somebody else phone in. 1-604-533-9191.
Sub just in.
The hookah party. Oh. He's not on here.
The hookah party.
Sub just
they're all smoking. They're all too wasted to do anything.
Wait. Sub just sent. He wants to call in. What did my notes say? Stargasm.
He's not even there.
He's not on this week, so I don't know.
Regardless.
Regardless, somebody else wants to phone in. Okay. But won't you be glad? I mean, it's a joke right now, the non-smoking and smoking section. You sit in a non-smoking table. Right next to is a smoking table.
Okay, that
there's
is
an
a joke.
Invisible wall.
No,
that is like supposedly
bad.
Stops the smoke.
That's right. That's bad. But
yes.
You know what? That rarely happens. Most restaurants have a better division than that.
No.
And when I sit in the non-smoking section in a restaurant, I don't smell smoke.
I do. It's pathetic.
But you're not understanding my argument. I'm not saying they shouldn't have the law. I'm just saying it's going to fuck all the people that have restaurants and clubs and pubs.
Yeah,
they're going to lose so much money.
It'll mess them up for a while.
No.
Only for a little while, and then these people get used to not smoking in a building.
Since the beginning
they can
of
smoke at home, go shoot up at home, and then they can go to the restaurant.
People used to smoke on airplanes.
People used
to smoke on airplanes. They said, no more smoking on airplanes. No more smoking. You can smoke on international
flights. You can't
flight.
Get places without smoking.
People are going crazy.
You can't get places without flying. Okay?
Where are you going to eat?
Where are you going to eat?
You can eat at home.
Right.
Okay.
So hi, you're you didn't hear my argument. My argument wasn't that you can't, that people will stop going to restaurants. They'll go less frequently.
Okay. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing, yeah?
Oh, pretty good, yeah, there.
This is Subjacent.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Where are you phoning from?
Better not be far from Newfoundland.
Are you phoning from Newfoundland?
No, I'm phoning from Seattle, Washington.
And that's how people in Seattle, Washington sound?
No, I'm afraid not.
Where are you originally from?
Homosville?
How old are you?
I'm 13 years old.
Ah.
And you're also stupid.
Hey.
Sorry.
Bob. Pause.
get a new line.
Okay, so
we'll
you
just
have
hang
a comment
up on
the smoking thing, or you just want to say something, or you just want to be on the air and swear? Or
don't or anything. Just send my picture in. They can all have fun laughing at that.
I recognize his voice.
No,
it sounds familiar to me, too.
You're not sure who it is?
I'm not sure, because there's so many people.
JK Taco.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know the name.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know the names. So
you sent your picture?
I'm wondering where are all you, like, 20, 23-year-old Canadians sitting around up there trying to do a radio show, and you get all these 13, 14-year-old callers calling in who have nothing better to do.
Yeah, wasting their money.
Wasting their money, wasting their time.
Primary audience.
You win a Smartie.
It is our primary audience. We're not
our secret's out. We work for AT&T.
Yeah, we work for AT&T. We're pushing the long-distance thing. Our secret is out. Our listening audience is between 13 and 15. That's
yeah,
why. That's the only reason.
Year that we can get all those retarded 12-year-olds at the focus group seem to be spending all the movies for anyway.
That's the only reason we stay on the air. All these teenagers listening to us, thinking we're funny somehow. I don't.
Somebody just said there's dead air.
It's like one
dead
big
air.
Family up there, sort of.
Well, let me go check my server again.
Dead air. No, we're still broadcasting. Enki server is like very bad. I did put it back up again.
I'm 18. I'm 16.
Everybody knows their age. Congratulations.
409. What happened there? I don't understand that. But anyway.
Well, we got another server.
We got another server. Magically. Another server. Another.
It's magically delicious.
Yeah, it puts it all in together. It's very nice.
Wow. Magically delicious.
It just says, oh, there's three rant radios.
Let's remember.
Combine them all together.
You don't evolve, you change over time.
That's right. You don't evolve, you change over time. Who's our sponsor this week? It looks like Mountain Dew, because there's two Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Who's Mountain
They're not
Dew?
Sponsoring us.
Sure they are.
Who do we purchase from this week?
That's not a sponsorship.
So,
is this
somebody on the line. Hi, GK Jackal. So you've sent your picture into info@rantradio.com?
I have.
Okay, so everyone else that is listening right now, send their scan picture into info@rantradio.com, and I promise I'll put it up all next week. There's going to be like six or seven. Or
put your name, address, social security number.
And credit card number as well. With
and a Pepsi logo.
And a Pepsi logo. Pepsi logo.
Not only is my server up, but we're number 18.
Woo-hoo! In what?
Server.
You're joking.
We're number 18. We're number 18.
You're bloody joking. We're number 18.
We're 18.
Wow. So there's, like, people tuning in that have no clue, and they're just looking at the top 10 thinking, that's the cool stations?
I think so.
And they're going, wow, it's the What the Hell Show
on
Rant Radio. Yeah. And you can go to our webpage
at www.rantradio.com.
So I got to get a picture of this just because.
Come here every night. Look at that
cluster.
Every Sunday night.
It's not because we have more listeners than ever before. It's because it's late at night.
It's
a dead night. Everybody's on vacation because we have this amount of listeners and more almost every Sunday.
Okay.
Maybe I just never checked.
Yeah.
Back in what a hookah was before.
A hookah. Nobody asked what is a hookah. We know what a
hookah is. Multi-user bong.
Okay, you tell us what a hookah is.
Multi-user bong, he
said. For smoking cannabis out of.
Multi-user
bong.
Chemicals.
Awesome. Look at our max listeners. 21 out of 469, and that ain't kidding
409.
Either.
Who put the extra listeners?
I have an extra 100 because we got 6 megabits, so what the hell.
True. True.
I could actually make it like 400 listeners. Just, you know, you might
Let's get that in. There we go. A little bit down.
No,
just kidding.
We can't have any more than 300.
What is this? 300?
300, that's our max.
Okay, somebody tell us to talk to GK Jackal.
GK Jackal?
Hey. You got anything to say, GK Jackal?
No.
I don't have to do anything.
Hey, it's our phone. You have to do what we say or we get to hang you up.
Hey, hang me.
Okay.
Somebody get me a rope.
Go hard, retard.
There we go. I got a picture of it.
Yay.
We're so proud of being on the top best stations. Yeah, right.
I can barely read that writing.
I know it's not meant to read.
Oh,
muffin. What?
Sim, what number are we?
That's really smart.
It was 19, I think.
Radio web.
We've been better.
Number 18.
We may have been cheating at the time.
We were 18.
We're not. Oh, before? Yeah, we were cheating.
Moons
before.
Ago.
Many, many moons ago. Like when this radio station started out, we logged into ourselves about 30 times.
No.
To get a sense. Oh, it went down. No, it's 18 still. Yeah, just to boost us into the top 10. I'm sure a lot of these other stations are cheating as well, but they use more advanced techniques of cheating.
We're
if you see
cheating.
Some of them,
we're
they're
not
like,
cheating.
Out of 5 billion listeners, we have 200. Yeah, right. Look, 500
max.
500 max at 128 bit rate. Do you know what the bandwidth of that is? Huge!
101 listeners. 100 maximum of
500.
Not 500.
101. Yeah. 101. That sounds a little suspicious. Maybe they only have one listener.
And they've...
85 and 85. I think somebody's playing around a bit.
Do you want me to spend like half an hour hacking Icecast so it always reports an extra 85?
No, because we're true. We don't care about the listings because I never
well,
check where
we don't care.
They are.
That's why we took a copy of the screen when we were at.
Well, we don't
18,
care, but it's cool.
And why we're all counting. How many people do we have out there?
No, I rarely look at that. It's just cool. I never look.
No, it's cool
yeah.
because it's how many people we
he doesn't have a mic.
Have.
He's been talking. He doesn't have a mic.
Why is the red light?
Mic. That because the camera's upset.
It's
mad. It's a mad little camera. Angry little camera. Soon that angry little tripod will run across the room and kill us all.
That's the one that matters. It's the VCR, and that tapes for 6 hours. So
6 hours. The show is going to go on.
Oh, wait. Okay, there's another question. This is actually the phone-in question I messed
what
up.
What is the airspeed velocity what? Of an airline to swallow?
No.
Boom.
At the phone-in question, actually, this will be the IRC question. What is your favorite thing about What the Hell? And what is your least favorite thing about What the Hell?
That's all.
And don't say Dak because it'll hurt his feelings.
Don't
say Dak, but remember, Dak and Drexel are both spelled differently. Just make sure you get the right one.
R and Drex. So what is your favorite thing about What the Hell?
Okay, Americans are too stupid to spell anyway.
Phonetically spell your answer. What is your favorite thing about What the Hell? Use F's for PH's.
Drexel.
Please do not include your lisp or drawl in the answer. What is your favorite thing about What the Hell, and what is your least favorite thing about What the Hell? Oh, that's no good.
Okay, the best thing. Oh, whoa, where are you going there, buddy? The best thing you get people going. Oh, I'm like 16 in 2 days. Well, that's funny. I'm 45 in 20 years. Like, who fucking cares?
When you're 16, you care.
Tell us you're 16.
When you're turning 16, you care.
Wow. Tell us when you're 16, not when you're going to be 16. Like, I'm going to take a breath in 5 minutes.
Eventually, I'm going to be a million. Wow. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but eventually I will be a million.
By the time I'm dead, I will have passed so many dollars
OC
to my hand.
OC-12. Yeah, but who's got an OC-12 to dedicate to a radio station? Do you know how much they cost? Tens of thousands of dollars. For a free radio station, you don't make money off of. Well,
if I had enough money, I'd buy an OC-12.
No,
you know what the problem is? We got in trouble last time. Yeah. It's very upsetting, actually. This radio station is...
OC-48? Are you huffing? I'm going to get like an internet backbone relay. And
we
I
own MCI.
No.
Repeat the question.
No.
The question is...
I said
no.
it like 10 times. Don't worry about
it. Drag it down. You're up in the middle.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking
you
at
got
this.
People crying for a gross hospital story. But that's right. Desmond's too weak. Dak's too weak. Look at him. He's just slumped in his chair. crying. All right, look at him.
Broken mask of the man he once was.
I don't have his jewelry. I'm weak. Look at me, I'm weak. And he's running like a fucking Muppet.
Let's think back to Dez saying at one point far in the past, oh, I've got enough of these for one every night forever.
I used to work at a hospital for five years. And he has what? 40 stories.
I think what I expected was that I wouldn't be hanging out here this long. I mean, normally I get tired of you people after, what, about 2-3 weeks?
Yep.
Yeah, can't you just make some shit up?
It's only 2 hours.
I can make some shit up.
All the time.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to leave your home to come here, so it's all on you. If you were sick,
so let's see what.
Why don't we just do some gross close-ups of the horrible gashes on Inky's legs? My God,
those are boring.
They're all seven.
I see those all day long. He goes up on a hill, puts his bike down, drinks beer, and like tells stories and gashes his legs with a knife.
Okay, grow hospital realism story.
He puts his armor on and runs into a tree.
Bob, you just spat cracker all over the mic.
Oh, that's clean.
Okay, they have a hospital.
Did I tell the one about the chick who the actual soldier who was trying to commit suicide that we had in?
I don't think so.
Here's the intro.
Okay.
Once again, it's time for Girls Hospital Stories.
Hello, time once again for Gross Hospital Stories. Okay, I guess I'll tell one. If I've told this one before, I'm sorry, but I don't remember actually mentioning this one. As I've said a few times, I spent about 5 years. How long?
How long?
5 years.
5 years.
Five years working at a hospital, taking care of various sick, messed up people, and seeing many gross and disgusting things. Well, one evening, while down at the psych ward, we had a female soldier. She had apparently decided that she didn't want to be in the Army anymore, and she was suicidal about it because she felt like she was a complete and utter loser because she had gotten into a huge fight with her mom and her dad about joining the Army in the first place, and she finally went against their wishes and actually did, and after about 2-3 months she decided that, well, this kind of sucks, and I don't really want to do this, but...
Is that how you feel, Rex, in the Army?
Nope.
Gee, saved by the bell.
Hi, you're interrupting the Gross Hospital Story on Rant Radio.
It's the fucking man, and I'm calling to let Drexel know that I got his glasses.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll drop off to him tomorrow.
Say what the Thanks. Hell.
What the hell?
Continue.
Okay, so she didn't like her life, and she decided she wanted to end it, but she hadn't done anything about this. So she was, I think she was at Chilliwack. Military. What's the base?
There used to be a base, CFB Chilliwack.
CFB Chilliwack.
Jazzbuck goes, hang up on the shithead. We want a gross hospital story.
So, she decided that she was going to end her life, and we got her in from the CFB Chilliwack, and so she was being kind of really weird and fucked up about it. We put her down in the in what we call the observation rooms. Now, these are supposedly safe rooms. The best way I can describe them is they're rubber rooms without any rubber. They're concrete. This is supposed to keep them safe.
Safe from you.
So, yeah, I never hurt anybody. Well, that's not true, but anyhow. So...
Do you have the copy that Dream Stalker just goes, the best thing is you all kick ass, the worst thing is the time is too short.
Say into the microphone. That word is too short.
Hey, Dream Stalker, learn to spell, you tard. The best thing about you guys is you all kick ass, the worst thing is the time is too short.
So, and we're going to have to quote you on the webpage, but we can't correct spelling.
We will not edit for content.
Anyways, continue with the story.
So, she's in for about 2 weeks with clinical depression, all the rest of it. They're pumping her full of my favorite drugs, vitamin H, which is Haldol. Haldol. Haldol is basically vitamin H is what we called it. Vitamin H is a something like lithium, except for it's not quite. It doesn't have quite the aftertaste.
He wants to laugh into the mic. It's not good enough reason.
Part of the gross hospital story.
So anyhow,
James is feeling unplugged.
This is so much fun.
So one evening,
remember Gary Coleman?
So one evening she is transferred out of lockup. She's placed into just the standard psych ward, and we're going by. We're doing a check, and we notice that the glass cover is smashed off of one of the little nightlights that we have down at the bottom. They're just in the bottom of every room. There is a little nightlight so the staff can come in and see what they're doing rather than
trip.
This is inside the hospital. Yep. So, so we notice that one of the little covers is smashed off. So we figure, let's just keep an eye open on what the hell's.
What's it made of?
It's glass. It's a little glass. Yeah, I know. It's
glass in these holding tanks.
No, this isn't a holding tank. This is in the standard. Just it's a standard hospital room, but this is on the psych ward.
Okay.
And she is. So we're trying to figure out who broke the glass. And one of the we do a bed check, and we notice that, hey, our little army girl is not around. She's missing someplace. So we go check all the different bathrooms, and we find her in a bathroom someplace, busy sawing on her wrist. And, you know, so we basically get her cleaned up and everything, and we check her, make sure she hasn't got anything, and we put her into lockup. Well, you know, she doesn't realize that, because I guess just due to the amount of drugs that we've got her pumped on now, that we have a number of cameras watching her. And we notice that basically she reaches around inside her mouth, pulls out another piece of glass, and busily begins recutting the stitches off and reopening her wrist. Well, we go in and we basically take the glass away from her, take her back down, get her cleaned up, get her remedicated, put her back in the lockup.
There's a reason why tea glass is invented.
Yes, I know. And then we notice a little while later, we get basically a call to come down because we've got to go in and apparently disarm the woman a third time. And we're like, well, where the hell did she have the glass? And the nurse goes, she hid it. And we're like, where? And she goes, I don't want to tell you. So I didn't get to see, but apparently, yes, she figured out that there are many places you can smuggle chunks of broken glass.
Ah!
Not really that gross, but that's my story.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Don't sneeze. Ah.
Shudder.
Enough medication. No, the most amount of medication I ever saw somebody on
was we gave a guy 14 shots. In the course of an 8-hour evening, basically of Haldol and Ativan. It's a mixture. Basically, it was 1 in 10 is what we usually push. And this guy was, I mean, now he should have been unconscious and, like, you know, needing a tube to breathe, but he wouldn't let himself go out. He kept pumping himself up. So every hour and a half, we had to go in there, tackle the guy, literally get into a wrestling match, hold him down, have one of the nurses come in, shove an IM, which intramuscular shot in, and then basically head out and basically, you know, throw him back into the room so he doesn't chew on one of us as we're trying to exit the room. And then he goes back to pounding on the door for a couple hours. You know, we kept this up for 8 hours with the guy. At that point, it was the end of my shift, and I gave him a fuck.
Not my problem.
Yeah,
oh, we didn't do the list. The list list of the week. La 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 la. Which one is it? Brinkworks. That's the one. So we're gonna pick which list we shall do.
Brinkworks.
The bad movies.
Oh, I can't remember where the link is. Computer stupidities. Oh, here they all are.
I laid it in purple.
Purple's
such an appropriate color.
This one's my favorite.
Okay.
Keyboards?
Okay, let's do keyboards. So new. There's two news besides us. So there's at least two things in it.
Well, these are so long, Sesame Street?
Too long.
Look how long.
No. No. It's not. The only favorite thing on Sesame Street is Grover when he does Near and Far.
Near?
I want to do my own version of what? Grover Near and Far with a catapult.
This is part of everything.
No, he's Grover's all right. Elmo is the one who has taken over. He's evil.
Elmo, look! And then we'll stick a shotgun in his mouth.
Not
a, Elmo!
Oh,
it's pretty hard to talk with a shotgun in your mouth, eh?
You're asking about Snuffle Up Against? Well, people, they had this episode, I think it was about 1988, where suddenly all the adults could see him, and people lost interest after that. You know, the whole Snuffle Up Against raison d'etre was just sort of demolished.
That's right.
He lost his mystique.
You mean like he left the show?
He hung himself? They had Snuffle Up. They had Snuffle Up Kiss Burgers. Later!
I got the venue.
Drex is leaving. Corey is leaving.
It's over. Let it die a painless death.
Okay, bye, Drexel.
Bye, Drexel.
I'm still having fun.
I'm still having fun, too.
All right, we're going to do the list. River Guide feedback. It's a long weekend. We can stay up as long as we want. I don't care.
There's no school tomorrow.
We can stay and see Ben.
Actually, that means most of our listeners can stay.
That's right. It's a
muffin.
Holiday in the States, holiday in Canada.
I have like a 10-page paper to write tomorrow.
Oh. 10 pages. That's pretty hard to write. You write one on the first page, two on the second page.
Oh. River Guide feedback.
Not in a long while. I used to write them all the time.
River Guide feedback. People without common sense go rafting.
Oh, this could be fun.
This should be good.
Too much water.
There's too much water.
There's five on it. That's bad.
Not actually river rafting.
Okay,
this one's good.
River rafting.
Does river follow the canyon the whole way down?
Oh God.
Since we left camp this morning, we have gained elevation. Have we gained elevation or lost elevation? Oh.
Do we end up in the same place as we started? Yeah.
Are we
below the sea level here?
Can these life jackets get wet?
Is Lake Powell a direct result of Glen Canyon Dam being placed on the river?
Oh, he's calling.
Hi, you're calling Rent Radio. Who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, my God.
How thick are the canyons?
Wait, hold on.
Okay, what?
Tell everyone out there, I'm going to bed because I have to get to school tomorrow to go to school and everything. Okay, people?
It's a holiday.
Isn't it the States? Isn't it Columbus Day in the States?
What? There's Columbus today, tomorrow?
No, you can go to school tomorrow.
Go to school.
You better check.
Hold on, wear your best clothes.
Gigi says it's good picture day tomorrow.
Say hi to your boyfriend for us.
Wait, hold on.
You better. Okay, so everyone on the IRC that lives in the States, tell us if it's a holiday tomorrow.
Don't inhale your colostomy bag
like
anymore.
Columbus Day and some Thanksgiving Canadian.
It's Thanksgiving up
here.
Oh,
really? You have good Thanksgiving?
Columbus Day tomorrow.
Pardon me?
Do you have Thanksgiving Day in Canadian tomorrow?
Yep, that's right.
It's a special treat for us.
Zombie, go to bed. You're tired and disoriented.
Yeah, come up here and have,
This is where we cook a beaver and eat it.
Flying far and wide on the couch over there.
Get out of a twister and ask her.
You're sitting too close to the monitor.
I think you
got that monitor real cheap. It said "Hi, Rad" on it. Yeah.
I don't want to talk. Okay.
No. Say what the hell and fuck
Bob
off.
Bob says you're sitting too close to the monitor. I know you got it cheap and it says "Hi, Rad" on it, but.
Huh?
My sentiments exactly.
Say what the hell.
So fuck off and say what the hell.
Say what the hell. Go to bed because you're really disoriented.
And make sure you go to school tomorrow.
Make sure you go to school tomorrow. Show up in your best clothes.
Okay.
Don't laugh too much. You might appreciate the amount of oxygen you get.
Show up in your pajamas.
Huh?
Say what the hell.
Oh, what the hell.
Yeah. Oh. Say hi to your say hi to your brother Butthead.
That is a burnt human being.
That was the first ever phone and radio call from somebody operating inside a sleeper hold.
How thick are the canyon walls?
If I would have known that there'd be this many rocks in the Grand Canyon, I would never have come on this trip. And the last one.
Why did Lake Powell form on that side of Glen Canyon Dam instead of the other side?
This one was okay. Let's
how
see
dumb okay, whatever. Are people?
They're very dumb.
No, I'm sorry.
Kids' ideas about
brief?
Love.
Okay.
How can you be that dumb and brief? That's what I want to know.
10 to 5, 10 year olds.
Virginia. No, Kentucky, isn't it?
I knew somebody who worked as a park ranger in the Rocky Mountains, and he was having to deal with people who would, like, see wild bears on the side of the road and would, like, you know, put their little kids on them and pose next to them and, like, rub their fur and stuff. And when he'd go up to them, he'd go up to them and say, "What the hell are you doing? You're going to get killed." He'd say, "Oh, we didn't think these were wild bears. We thought these were your tame park bears."
Bears.
Oh, yeah. Evolution, people.
The only reason these people are still alive is because the bear is even amazed. They're like, "What the hell?
Yeah.
How stupid. I'm not eating this guy. I might catch whatever he's got.
If I let him put his kids on me, it won't hurt me."
Okay, this
one. Just standing there too scared.
Take a picture and go away now.
Kids' ideas about love. Kids aged 5 to 10 were asked questions about
Glenn. Glenn here says, as he's 7, "If falling in love is anything like learning how to spell, I don't want to do it. It takes too long."
You don't suppose there's any problems with authenticity with any of these?
Probably not. I don't
love know. Is like an avalanche where you have to run for your life.
Think a different category. Yeah.
I think I've read these before, and they're kind of they're sappy and lame.
It's kind of mushy.
Kids' quotes are dumb.
Cruise ship.
Yeah.
What time is the midnight buffet? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Quick questions asked of cruise ship pursers. These questions were actually asked of various cruise ship pursers.
Do you make your own electricity on board?
No, we pick some up at every port.
Yeah. Pick some up every port.
Put it in small bottles to be sure that it stays fresh for you.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Why can't I get cable stations?
We have those transatlantic cables now, right?
We'll just
hook up to one as we go.
Are you the captain?
Sure.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm wearing this ugly red jacket because I'm the captain.
No, do you actually live on this ship?
No, we leave.
What are you doing this week?
Do these stairs go up or down?
These are full duplex stairs. The latest technology, bidirectional.
Could you go get me a left-handed hammer, please?
Yeah, I have to fix the stair that's not sure if it's going up or down.
Could you call the captain to stop the waves? I'm getting seasick.
Yeah, okay. I just saw the captain in the dining room. Who's steering the ship?
Oh, why can't I find a USPC post box in town? What?
In Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
In Jamaica.
Oh. I want to change... Okay, go ahead.
I want to change cabins. I paid good money for this cruise, and all I can see is the rusted crane in the harbor.
They haven't left the port yet.
I asked before leaving port.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Oh, man.
They should have thick people on boats.
Thick people on boats. Yeah, it's... Time to end the show now.
Yes, Paco sleepy. You may Paco now sleepy. Vomit.
Paco, you've been saying you're sleepy since 11.
So we're going to give a good shout out to all the people in the IRC that stuck with us.
Okay, big shout out. Yay.
Critical S, DJ Intensity, Dream Stalker, Gloom Bunny, Infaloop, Love Angel, Paco Sleepy, Projectile Vomit Man.
Who's 200% sexy? 200% sexy, Projectile Vomit Man.
Red 5, Shazbort, and Subjacent. And we're going to say goodbye to everyone in the room that stuck around as well. This is bye-bye from Gigi. This is goodbye from Big Daddy.
Bye-bye.
This is goodbye from Mankey. Hey, goodbye. And Red 5, let's go running at Gross Tomorrow. Ditch your friend.
Bye.
From
Aaron. Who needs a nickname? Who needs a nickname?
Send your nicknames into Rant Radio.
Yep.
If you don't, you all suck.
One and yeah. Aaron needs one.
Coming from a bunch of 14-year-old boys, I'm sure most of them will be obscene.
You can only hope.
You can only hope.
And it's by from?
Bob from Peru.
Bob from Peru!
Bob from Peru.
And by from?
Asta from Brother Neela.
Brother Neela.
Brother Neela? I thought you were a buff guy.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it's Brother Neela.
That's Chicken's gay name.
Chicken's new name is...
Don't say it.
No, we should.
What's Chicken's new name?
Hey, Chicken's new name, everybody has to call him on the next show if he comes, is going to be...
He won't be here.
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
He's Pokemon.
So cute, we'd like to fight him in a happy
day. And trade him with our friends.
I think he's going to be in Texas.
He's gonna, that's right. Anyone who's in Texas?
Red 5. Aaron says gopher blow.
The chicken and Bitching Jew will both be appearing live in Houston this week. Chick.
On stage, live in Houston. Get your tickets now before it sells out. And it's bye from?
Dak. Bye.
Big wave from Dak. And it's bye from Sumerian. And we have a closing.
Get a nice ass shot of Sumerian.
Yeah, nice ass shot. That's nice what they want to see.
Bye-bye, Gloom Bunny.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye, y'all.
And tell all your friends, ICQ everyone on your list, to tune in next week. Actually, ICQ them when the show starts next week. I'll remind you next week. What? Yeah, email us their ICQ numbers. We'll auto-send, and we'll take them off the list if they complain. I've only had like 6 people complain. Yeah, ICQ all your friends, and you know they'll like the show. And, of course, it's more fun with more people in the IRC. So this is Sumerian saying bye-bye and tune in next week, 9 p.m. to whenever, Pacific Standard Time.
11 dot, dot, dot.
11 dot, 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 dot. And it's 11:37, and we're out of here.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.